This is WTAW, College Station Bryan.
Fox News Radio, I'm Dave Anthony. They're running out of time running in Iowa. The candidates working 4 days before Republicans caucus. Fox News Radio's Rich Johnson, live in Des Moines.
And the other candidate now is Rick Santorum, surging to third place in surveys this week, so others are attacking. Like this from Rick Perry on Santorum's Senate record of earmarking federal money for Pennsylvania.
Earmarks are the gateway drug to the spending addiction that they've got in Washington, D.C.
Santorum then defending his record.
The idea that earmarks is somehow against the Constitution or something that is illicit that the congressman can or shouldn't do is just simply factually incorrect.
And in Texas, the Austin American-Statesman reports that Texas has received hundreds of millions of federal earmarked dollars during Perry's time as governor. Dave?
Rich, the anti-Wall Street Occupy movement is active in Iowa. Five protesters were arrested outside Ron Paul headquarters yesterday, a dozen taken into custody at Democrat headquarters. North Korea has a new leader, but it's not going in a new direction. Fox News Radio's Bill Marcus monitoring this live in Shanghai.
Dave, North Korea told South Korea, don't expect any changes from us with Kim Jong-un, the new leader. Pyongyang saying their angry Seoul didn't send official condolences about Kim Jong-il and annoyed the government let a civilian group fly anti-North leaflets across the border. A South Korean expert calling this first pronouncement of the new order, quote, an ominous sign of inter-Korean relations to come. Dave?
Bill, despite the crackdown on protests in Syria, there's a call to march today. Opposition groups wanting people in main squares across the country. Rescuers will go back out this morning searching the water off Malibu, California, for a man who called from his cell phone to say he was having chest pains while out kayaking.
We searched the area in a two-mile-plus square, and we're not able to locate this victim.
But L.A. County Fire Inspector Don Kunutomi says they did find an overturned empty kayak. Fox News Radio, fair and balanced.
One size does not fit all, especially when you're talking about something as important as your mortgage. Hey everybody, Jay Farner here, and I'd like to introduce the Yorgage from Quicken Loans. That's right, the Yorgage. Our Yorgage is better than a traditional mortgage because it conforms to your goals. It's a fixed-rate home loan that allows you to custom design a term that works best for you, anywhere from 8 to 30 years. Let's say you've got 8 years left on your mortgage and you want to refinance to a lower interest rate. Our 8-year fixed Yorgage can help. We keep your term short and we lower your monthly payment. The rate today in an 8-year fixed mortgage is an amazing 2.875%, APR 3.5%. So give Quicken Loans a call today at 866-QUICKEN. That's 866-QUICKEN. Or go to quickenloans.com. The Quicken Loans Yorgage. Everything we do is engineered to amaze.
Individual results may vary. Call for additional cost information. Other restrictions may apply. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
Map scripts, audio, and contact information for all our advertisers. We've got it waiting for you at iHeartItOnWTAW.com. This is 1620 WTAW College Station, Bryan.
Hi, this is Debbie at Bottom Line Bookkeeping, and yes, we are offering refund anticipation loans. That means you can get your money in as little as 24 hours when you come to Bottom Line. No need to call, just stop by 3501 South Texas Suite 100 in Bryan.
A tax refund administration fee will apply to electronic refund checks, ERC, and electronic refund deposits, ERD. A refund anticipation loan, RAL, may be applied for in addition to an ERC or ERD, and if approved, a finance charge and credit investigation fee will apply. ERCs, ERDs, and RALs are products provided by Republic Bank and Trust Company. Consult with your tax preparer about tax return filing options.
33 years ago, we had a simple idea. Make the best vehicles in America, and once a year, offer them with special savings. Today, it's a phenomenon. Toyotathon is back. An event that's not just big, but an American tradition. Now's the time to get an incredible deal on the Toyota you've been waiting for. And Toyotathon's the one place you'll see the reinvented 2012 Camry with higher rated MPG, 10 standard airbags, and an average MSRP lower than last year's model. Right now, get 0% APR for 60 months on new 2011 Corolla and 2011 Tundra. Or choose 0% APR for 36 months on new 2011 Avalon, 2011 Sienna, 2011 Venza, and 2011 RAV4. Plus, every new Toyota comes with Toyota Care, a complimentary maintenance plan with roadside assistance. The biggest and best sales event of the year is going on now. Hurry to your Toyota dealer today. KBB.com, financing through TFS. See dealer or call 1-800-79-TOYOTA for details. Offer ends 12/5/2011.
I'll never forget.
Never forget that moment.
As long as I live.
As long as I live.
My first call up ever as a member of the National Guard.
When we got to the armory, they briefed us on the wildfires. They were getting dangerously close to homes.
Helicopters were going out to drop water on the fires.
Guys in the unit were preparing for firefighting with local fire crews.
At that moment, I got my first taste of just how important the Guard is to my community.
See how the Guard can be an important part of your life at NationalGuard.com.
Sponsored by the Texas National Guard, aired by the Texas Association of Broadcasters and this station.
Aggie owned and operated, Thrive Home Healthcare provides an excellent, cost-effective medical care alternative for patients and their families. Thrive Home Healthcare, helping others thrive. Call 846-1213 for qualification and more information.
I am the new way to work, and I'm not quite what I seem. To my friends, I'm the part-time businesswoman who works out of her home every day. To my clients, I'm their full-time business partner who works out of the Chrysler Building. And it's all thanks to my Regis Virtual Office. With over 1,100 different locations to choose from, a Regis Virtual Office gives me all the benefits of a prestigious office address, only without the prestigious office overhead. There's the professional receptionist who answers the phone with my company's name and forwards the call to wherever I am. The mailroom that handles my mail every day. The admin support that's there for me when I need it. And best of all, I have access to a private office when my clients want to meet face-to-face. Thanks to a Regis Virtual Office, my clients get the peace of mind of knowing that I'm there for them every day, even if I'm not actually there. I am the new way to work, and I'd like you to join me. Start now and get 2 months free. Visit Regis.com/virtual or call 1-800-OFFICES. That's 1-800-OFFICES.
WTAW News Time, 6:06, 46 degrees right now at the studios, on our way to a high today of about 70. Could see some fog rolling in to the area this morning, so please be careful if you're on the roads. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after this look at news. Good morning, I'm Chase Murphy. The Texas A&M football team plays its final game of the season tomorrow, but many are already looking ahead to next year. Now that the conference schedule has been released, it's meant plenty of attention at the Convention and Visitors Bureau.
The SEC teams are notorious for being very fanatical about their school, similar to the way we are about A&M. So they tend to travel. And so from a visitor's perspective, we're excited to see the new influx of people coming in.
The Executive Director Shannon Overby says within 24 hours of the schedule being released, most hotels are already booked for the LSU and Florida games. The new year could bring a new hotel to College Station. This month's city council meeting included approval of rezoning land on Texas between the Hampton Inn and Apple. The city's Jason Schubert says about 2 acres of concrete slabs and vacant fourplexes will be cleared.
It is proposed to be a 4 to 6 story hotel, and also would seek to consolidate these 4 lots and develop it into one lot.
Since getting new zoning, owners of the Home 2 Suites have not asked City Hall for permits to begin redevelopment. Down the street, owners of the plaza have also not requested permits to repair that property. When classes resume at College Hills Elementary School in College Station, parents will discover a new no parking zone. Deputy Superintendent Clark Ely was among those asking City Council for the new restrictions.
Most of our parents at College Hills Elementary do use the drop-off loop, but located off of Francis. We do have 670 students at that school. We do have some, though, who have chosen to continue to park and walk their kids to class, because if you look at the site, it is closer to Gilchrist than it is to Francis, so we do understand that. It is our hope that only allowing parking on the north side of the street will dissuade folks from parking on the south side.
Council voted to ban parking along the south side of Gilchrist from James to Munson. So much attention has been placed in Washington on budget battles that little publicity is getting out about how the United States is addressing worldwide terrorism. The director of A&M Center for Homeland Security, Dave McIntyre, says America's military and intelligence branches have never been closer.
The primary war maker for the United States today is the CIA. I mean, we have the leading general in the United States, Petraeus, heading the CIA. And we have the former leader of the CIA heading the Department of Defense, providing all the resources. We're at war in a number of places in Africa. We're at war with the countries that we're training. That means It's not an open declaration of war. Our Congress is not, not everybody has the clearance even to have access to what's going on. This bothers me greatly.
A full review from McIntyre can be heard on our website. Just go to the interview page of WTAW.com. The parent company of Texas-based American Airlines has gotten some more bad news.
The stock price for AMR has been so low recently, the stock is going to be removed from the New York Stock Exchange. Economist Mike Davis at SMU says the exchange has some minimum standards for which stocks are listed.
The real issue is that their stock fell below a dollar, and there's no sure prospect that it would come above that level.
Davis says this is not a surprising development for AMR, which filed for bankruptcy last month. It's just a normal part of the company's restructuring process. Stephen Pickering, TSN News.
And the Texas A&M football players aren't the only ones with bragging rights on the line tomorrow at their bowl game against Northwestern University. College Station Mayor Nancy Berry has placed a friendly wager with Evanston, Illinois Mayor Elizabeth Tisdale on the outcome of the bowl game. So what exactly is on the line for Mayor Berry?
We are putting up prime rib roast and Aggie brand beef jerky from A&M's Rosenthal Meat and Science Technology Center.
But if the Aggies beat the Wildcats, Mayor Berry and the College Station City Council will receive a world-famous rib dinner from Heckey's Barbecue in Evanston. Berry says she can't wait to try them. WTAW News Time is 6:10, 46 degrees right now. Your forecast is up next. I'm Chase Murphy, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Messinahoff Winery and Resort invites you to ring in the new year at the four-star Vintage House Restaurant. Join Messinahoff on New Year's Eve for dancing and gaming at the James Bond Casino Royale, or celebrate with your friends at the Messinahoff Lakeside Wine Bar. Go to Messinahoff.com or call 979-778-WINE. That's 979-778-9463. Since 1977, Messinahoff Winery and Resort, Aggie-owned and military veteran. Remember to log on to Messinahoff.com for additional New Year's Eve details.
It's the new year at Normandy Tractor with the largest Kubota rebates ever. Zero down payment, 0% financing, free delivery, trade-in opportunities, and a three-year warranty. You just can't go wrong at Normandy Tractor. Buy a new Kubota L3200 DT four-wheel drive 32-horsepower tractor now with a Kubota front-end loader, 5-foot pasture shredder, and 5-foot box blade for only $15,249 cash, or finance it for only $217 per month. Be sure to check out the new Kubota MX5100F, 52-horsepower tractor with Kubota front-end loader, only $18,795 or $263 a month. At Normandy Tractor, you'll find the biggest end-of-the-season inventory reduction sale on all Kubota riding lawnmowers. For the largest selection and guaranteed best prices on all your Kubota tractor and utility vehicle needs, buy from Normandy Tractor, Highway 39 at OSR in Normandy, Texas. And remember, nobody beats Normandy Tractor. Nobody.
6:12, let's do some weather. Brought to you this morning by Skyline Communications, in business for your business for 30 years. Call Charles Culver at 775-2929, 775-2WAY.
Forecast for this evening and overnight. Tonight, high pressure will continue to dominate. We'll have clear skies and cool down into the lower to mid-40s. And then for tomorrow, it's mostly sunny, a gorgeous day between 65 and 70. A few clouds build in. It's partly cloudy overnight, 45 to 50.
You almost got it.
On Saturday, it's mostly sunny, even warmer in the upper 60s to lower 70s. Right. Then if you're going out to bring in the new year for Saturday night, it's partly to mostly cloudy in the low to mid-50s. I'm meteorologist Alex Graves on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Alex Graves?
All right, is Alex a female or is Alex in the seventh grade?
I don't know. But, I mean, it says 1230. I mean, it says, you know, the 30th of December. That's fine. But, Alex, great. Welcome aboard. We're glad to have you here. All right, it's time for the sports tease. Oh, wait a minute. Okay, now
you push my button. I can do that. Really, really good. Yeah. No, I thought that was just the best of weather. You know, doing a best of show.
Yeah.
Happy New Year, everybody. The Aggie football team, of course, will finish their season tomorrow.
No, you can you wish people a happy New Year?
Well, this is Friday. I won't have a chance.
No, it's against the law. He cannot wish people a happy New
Year. Yes, I can. I can if I want to, Scott.
All right, okay. All
right. Aggie football team will finish their season, of course, tomorrow in the Meineke Car Care Bowl of Texas. The Aggie basketball team won last night as expected, but that was not the big news out of Reed Arena. We'll tell you what that was. And, boy, did you stay up all late last night till almost midnight? I did. And it was a football game, not a basketball game, but an amazing game. 17 touchdowns, and Baylor came back and beat Washington 67 to 56. That's football. We'll talk about that and more coming up in sports.
You know, I turned that on. Getting ready for bed. I turned it on and went 42 to, I don't know, 18 or something. I went, well, that was a good run. 42 to 24 or something. I said, that's a good run for Baylor. Good for them.
Yeah.
I turned it off.
Like I'm saying in my sports, is either an offensive extravaganza or a defensive debacle. You know, take your choice.
Well, I remember the Holiday Bowl. They used to like that idea of having a lot of points scored. So
that's true. Now, this was an all-time bowl record for regulation points.
All right.
Yeah.
So what did their uniforms look like, Chase?
Baylor?
No.
Or Washington?
The Wonder Boys.
Oh, they were pretty nappy.
They were yeller, weren't they?
Yeah, they were golden yeller.
Oh, were they?
But then they had to do the little Marquette dicey stripes down the side.
Oh, yeah.
So they had that going on, so it was not necessarily attractive.
I don't remember.
I thought you were talking about Baylor. I thought Baylor's uniforms looked awesome last night.
Yeah.
I'll give them credit. I like that matte finish helmet.
Yeah. So. Well, I do, too. I think just about all of them. There's a piece in Wall Street Journal about a week and a half ago. They had fashion designers look at football uniforms, college football uniforms, and ask them what the best and the worst were.
Mm-hmm.
One of the best, they said, was Maryland, which I thought was weird.
Oh, really?
Yeah, because, you know, it's got that kind of look to it.
I guess the worst.
What they said was the best, that was kind of interesting, was Michigan, they said. Because you look at the helmet and instantly you know that it's Michigan.
Sure.
And if it were any other team, you would know that they were ripping off Michigan. So they pretty much own that winged helmet look. But, you know, one of the ones they didn't mention was Oklahoma State, and I think when they go with their matte helmets, that's a pretty good look as well. Yep. That whole matte helmet thing is not a bad deal. But anyway, so they were not the uniforms for the Wonder Boys was not good.
No. So did you get to say, you know, going to the line for the Wonder Boys?
Oh, yeah. I said it a bunch.
Yeah.
Did you chuckle before you said that the first time?
Yeah, a little bit, but I don't know. I kind of got over it pretty quick. So
did the crowd. I'd say, I don't know how many people were there, but did the people there have
officially,
fun?
Officially 8,500.
Oh, okay.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Pizza for everyone.
Did they have fun with the Wonder Boys? I mean, did they?
No, because there are no students there.
Oh, I see. Oh, right. Yeah.
It was just grown-ups.
That's right.
Grown-ups watching.
Keeping their hands warm under their armpits.
Right. So. Polite applause. Yeah.
Well, it's the end of the year, and so, you know, we'll be doing all sorts of year-end stuff and looking at it today. And and once again, we won't do it now. We'll just dive into the show. But once again, it appears that the only odd news that's happening in America is happening in Florida. I think I have three stories of oddities, and they all happen in Florida. So what does the rest of the country take the holidays off?
Sure,
and they
why
just
not?
Let the crazy people in Florida steal all the funny lines?
I think we just expect Florida to do that for us.
That's just, because after all, they're Florida.
It's going to be a good morning.
But, you know, we got to get started. And where's the fog? It was supposed to be foggy this morning.
It was dense fog.
Yeah, I don't know.
Info.
Mason?
Missing the rain is one thing, but if you miss forecast fog?
I had my fog goggles out. Yeah. I was all ready.
Your foggles.
I just thought that could work. Just to get you,
took a train, a plane, a bus. Never miss an opportunity to combine words.
Anytime you can foggle, it's a good thing. Yeah.
But then, you know, quit while you're ahead, too.
Where do you think I got mandals from?
Yeah, that worked well. That really.
You saw it coming too, didn't you?
Yeah, going nice. I did. I really did because I was banging the numbers. I'm going, this didn't work.
Hey, for what it's worth, I went ahead and fixed your weather problem.
Oh, thank you. I appreciate that.
As a business owner, you examine how your business operates every day. Everyone and everything needs to be efficient. So, do you know what you're paying for your copier, fax, or printer? We do. CTWP is a locally owned and operated business equipment distributor. We represent the very best equipment manufacturers, including Canon, Konica Minolta, Kyocera, Lanier, and Lexmark. Join thousands of Texas businesses who have called CTWP for a free consultation and let us do the work. Call CTWP 779-2998 or visit us at ctwp.com.
618, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Okay, lots of birthdays today. Highlighting them up. Yeah.
But before we start.
Okay, Scott, what?
It is Bacon Day.
Shut the front door.
Bacon Day. And again.
You scared me there. Yeah.
As Jim Gaffigan says, only bacon can be used to make another food taste better.
I mean, if you think about it, Jim Gaffigan.
Thank you, Bacon. Sincerely, Water Chestnut III.
And those bits of bacon, are like the fairy dust of the food community. You don't want this baked potato? Bring! Now it's your favorite part of the meal. Not interested in the salad? Bibbidi bobbidi bacon! I just turn it into an entree. But once you put bacon in a salad, it's no longer a salad. It just becomes a game of find the bacon and the lettuce. It's like you're panning for gold. Eureka! Bacon. Whenever you're at a brunch buffet and you see that big metal tray filled with 4,000 pieces of bacon, don't you almost expect a rainbow to be coming out of it?
Yeah.
I found it! I found the source of all bacon! That bacon tray is always at the end of the buffet. You regret all the stuff on your plate.
What am I doing with all this worthless fruit? I should have waited! Bacon! That's got to be the end of the bacon jokes.
I even like the name Bacon. You can't tell me the success of Kevin Bacon isn't somehow tied to his name.
Yeah, Jim Gaffigan.
That's funny.
He is a funny fellow.
That's
all right,
funny.
Now okay. We can start.
Happy birthday to you if it's your birthday today or any time this weekend, New Year's Eve, New Year's Day, huh? Birthdays today, Joseph Bologna.
Yeah,
Bologna.
Bologna.
He's 77 years old today. Noel Paul Stuckey of Peter, Paul, and Mary is 74 years old today. And director James Burroughs did Cheers and Taxi is 71. Actor Fred Ward of The Right Stuff is 69 years old. And Mike Naismith of The Monkees is 69. And Davy Jones of the Monkees is 66. They share a birthday. Yeah. Singer Patti Smith turned 65 today. And TV host Meredith Vieira of Today and The View is 58 years old. And going right along with that, Today Show anchor Matt Lauer is 54 today. They share a birthday. Country singer Susie Bogus.
Bogus.
I knew that when I said it. It was Bogus. 55 years old. And our own Sean Hannity, who you can hear right
Baby
here
Jesus.
On 1620, is 50 years old today. There's probably more, but that's all I got for today.
Well, yeah, we got LeBron James.
Oh, yeah.
27.
Play a game of basketball.
What have we done with our lives?
Yeah,
really.
Right.
Tracy Ullman is 52.
Uh-huh.
And working girl Heidi Fleiss.
Mm. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
She's working.
Just a working girl. That's all. Be 46. Sandy Koufax, 76.
There you go.
All right.
Coming up on New Year's Eve tomorrow, Anthony Hopkins, the Welsh actor, is 73 years old. Actress Sarah Miles turned 69. Andy Summers, the singer-guitarist, is 68. Ben Kingsley, the Academy Award-winning actor, he was Gandhi, you know.
Oh, yeah.
Is 67. Barbara Carrera, she was a Bond girl on Never Say Never Again. She's 65 years old tomorrow. Tim Matheson, remember him from Animal House, is 63 years old. Singer Donna Summer turned 63 tomorrow. Babe Newworth. She was Cheers.
Of course,
she was Lilith. Is it BB?
BB.
BB. Okay. BB. Yeah, right. She does a lot of Broadway, too. She's 53. One of Scott's favorite actors of all time.
Yes.
Yeah, Val Kilmer.
Yes. Uh-huh.
Yeah. 52.
Oh, is he going to run for governor of New Mexico?
Yeah,
I think he's believes that he thinks he can convince people he's smart enough to do
that's
that.
Right.
Yeah.
He's 52 tomorrow. That's all I got for tomorrow.
I think it's about his jacket size now, too, because he's in a husky.
He's moved up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's moved up.
Well, those action shows, you know, those action roles just not happening.
Not rolling in.
No,
yeah.
I don't. You got any more for tomorrow?
But I must say he is in one of my favorite and one of the most quotable movies of all time.
And that would be
Tombstone.
Yeah. That's true. But that was an ensemble cast.
Sure.
You could hide out in there.
All right. But he stole the show is the thing.
Oh, so I see.
He was Doc Holliday.
There you go. Then on New Year's Day, Frank Langella, the actor. Doing good today.
Yeah.
Frost Nixon. He played Nixon. I knew that. What'd he say?
He said, "You're doing good today." And I said, or well.
Yeah.
He played Skeletor also, Frank Langella. He played Skeletor. Literally, not Bob Schieffer in the off-Broadway production.
Exactly. So, Don Novello, that'd be Father Guido Sarducci. How'd I do on that one?
Yeah.
69. What?
You're right. Yeah.
Yeah, 69 on New Year's Day.
Of all the people that were funny on Saturday Night Live, why is he remembered? Because, I mean, I never got that Guido Sarducci thing.
Never did.
I mean, a smoking priest? I think we got those.
There you go. And finally, Vern Mini-Me Troyer turns 43 years old on New Year's Day. And that's all I got for New Year's.
Michael Imperioli, who's not a bad actor.
Oh, yeah.
He's
46
years old. Now, one of the other things we ought to make mention of is tomorrow is an anniversary, something certainly that Tom, you and I both remember, 1985, Rick Nelson.
Yep.
Killed in a plane crash.
Yeah, headed to Dallas.
He was headed to Dallas.
That was near DeCab, Texas.
That happened.
Near where my grandparents' house is.
Ah,
yeah.
Okay.
We were all at the Cotton Bowl, and we heard about that. He was headed to Dallas for a New Year's Eve concert, I believe.
Yeah. And also tomorrow, happy anniversary to Pat Sajak and Vanna White.
Oh.
It's their wedding anniversaries.
Is that right?
They're married to different people,
but
it is they share the same wedding anniversary, oddly enough.
How about that?
Yeah. 624.
Your Morning Espresso starts right here. It's the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
All right, so Herman Cain, he certainly has had it tough the last month. But you know something? There's one thing about liberals. They feel like they can say anything about a conservative African-American and get away with it. And for the most part, maybe they're right. How sad is that? Here's so-called comedian Richard Lewis.
You know, the big deal he had was the Godfather thing. But with all these things that are going on, I mean, he's lucky to be, I don't know, the doorman, I don't know, the bada bing. Yeah, that's it. He's gone.
I think he may have made, that may be the next job, right? I
mean, no, you have to think so.
He has an experience in this area.
You have to think so.
Now, would there be an uproar or controversy if this were said about a liberal Democrat? Ask yourself the question, why does this double standard still exist to this extent?
Keeping you on the straight path. Later today, it's the Sean Hannity Show.
Sean Hannity, weekdays 2 to 5 on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
I am the new way to work, and I'm not quite what I seem. To my friends, I'm the part-time businesswoman who works out of her home every day. To my clients, I'm their full-time business partner who works out of the Chrysler Building. And it's all thanks to my Regis Virtual Office. With over 1,100 different locations to choose from, a Regis Virtual Office gives me all the benefits of a prestigious office address, only without the prestigious office overhead. There's the professional receptionist who answers the phone with my company's name and forwards the call to wherever I am. The mailroom that handles my mail every day. The admin support that's there for me when I need it. And best of all, I have access to a private office when my clients want to meet face-to-face. Thanks to a Regis Virtual Office, my clients get the peace of mind of knowing that I'm there for them every day, even if I'm not actually there. I am the new way to work, and I'd like you to join me. Start now and get 2 months free. Visit Regis.com/virtual or call 1-800-OFFICES. That's 1-800-OFFICES.
Washington fumbling on Wall Street. This is the Dow Jones Money Report. I'm Dan Loney. There's apparently not much insider trading on Capitol Hill. A report by the Wall Street Journal shows many of our lawmakers have floundered recently in the stock market. Financial reports collected by Legistorm.com for the Journal says 50 members of Congress actively traded in 2010, with very few making money at it. Apparently, the concern about receiving information about companies in the course of their duties might be unfounded. The parent company of Sears retail chain now has identified 79 of the stores it's planning to close, with nearly half being Kmart locations. Florida has the most closures of any state with 11. Ohio, Michigan, and Georgia have 6 each. And don't count on Samoa today. The tiny island nation has cut out December 30th this year as it moves its clocks ahead 24 hours. They want to switch to the other side of the international dateline to make it easier to do business with regional partners in Asia, New Zealand, and Australia. I'm Dan Loney with the Dow Jones Money Report.
E-discovery laws and government regulations require that certain businesses save electronic communication, namely emails, or face potential fines. Barracuda Networks, the world leader in content security, application delivery, and data protection, with more than 130,000 customers worldwide, can help. The Barracuda Message Archiver indexes and preserves all email communication while enforcing policies for regulatory compliance. Save email. Avoid penalties. Visit Barracuda.com/archiver to try the Barracuda Message Archiver free for 30 days. That's Barracuda.com/archiver.
Congratulations, the job is yours. It felt good to say those words when I hired my first employee, but it was soon followed by, how does a single paycheck generate a mountain of paperwork? Then Lyle, my accountant, said, let's just get Intuit Payroll. It'll make both our lives easier. So I got Intuit Payroll, and now I pay my employees and file tax forms in just a few minutes. And Lyle says things like, you are the payroll queen.
Get a 30-day free trial and learn why over a million small businesses use Intuit Payroll at payroll.com.
Brazos Valley Weather Forecast brought to you by United Roofing. Give them a call at 268-ROOF or go to unitedroofingpros.com. 69 for a high temperature today, and about the same thing for tomorrow as well. Low tonight around 46, and tomorrow night, same thing. For New Year's Day, 62 under sunny skies. Sunny and 56 on Monday. Let you know that there will be a freeze on Monday night, and then a high of around 60 on Tuesday. Right now, humidity 79%. We have fair skies, and it's 44.
If you're in a relationship, it's probably easy to rattle off all the things about your partner that you don't like. Then why are you together? I'm Mike Carruthers with Something You Should Know. Coming up.
As a nurse, I'm on my feet all day long. That's why I wear the Profoot 2-ounce Miracle insoles. I used to wear gel insoles, and then I learned they're 3 times heavier than the 2-ounce Miracle insoles. The 2-ounce Miracle insoles are so lightweight and extremely comfortable. Plus, the gel insoles cost almost twice as much as the 2-ounce Miracle insoles. I'm not going to pay more for gel insoles anymore.
Try the Profoot 2-ounce Miracle insoles with VitaFoam, available at Walgreens, Rite Aid, and other fine stores.
The best part of running my small business? Definitely spending hours on payroll.
I like being my own boss, but I love learning about tax codes.
I started this whole restaurant as an excuse to do payroll paperwork.
Ah, the joys of payroll. Hours spent on paperwork that should be spent on your business. That's why over 1 million small business owners use Intuit Payroll. It makes paying employees and filing tax forms quick and easy. See for yourself with a 30-day free trial of Intuit Payroll. Learn more at payroll.com.
If you want to keep your relationship happy for a long, long time,
a lot of it is understanding that you're attracted to someone because they have certain good qualities, and that those good qualities are the very thing that need to be appreciated and valued as the years go on.
Noel Nelson, author of the book Your Man is Wonderful.
Not taken for granted and forgotten about, which is what most of us tend to do. And then we pick to death at the stuff that we don't like.
This is really about a shift in focus from the negative to the positive, and there are always positive things to focus on.
Let's say he's a neat freak, and he goes behind you and restacks things in the dishwasher, or he refolds the laundry, or whatever. If he's a neat freak, I promise you he also pays close attention to the family checkbook and makes sure it's balanced. He also sees to it that your car is always in good running shape. In other words, people are a cluster of traits. If you look at the whole picture, suddenly you start to realize that what you thought was a curse, like he goes behind you and restacks the dishes, is actually a blessing.
Noel says that when you begin to focus on the things someone does that you like, rather than the things that you don't like, good things start to happen.
I call it the appreciation challenge. It takes 21 days to form a habit. So if for 21 days you greet your mate when he or she comes to the door with a big fat smile, a hug, and a kiss, I promise you, things will change in your relationship for the better.
At somethingyoushouldknow.net, I'm Mike Carruthers, and that's Something You Should Know.
WTAW News Time, 6:31, 46 degrees right now at the studios, on our way to a high today of about 70. Still on the lookout for some possible fog in the area. Doesn't mean that we will have some, but yesterday it kind of snuck up on us, so today it's actually in the forecast, and right now, not much fog out there, but we'll keep an eye out anyway. The news brought to you by the Heart Pros at St. Joseph, where they care for more heart attack patients than anyone else in the Brazos Valley. That experience is the St. Joseph difference. Good morning. I'm Chase Murphy. The release of next year's Southeastern Conference football schedule has meant lots of local hotel reservations. BCS Convention and Visitors Bureau Director Shannon Overby says it took no time at all for hotels to hear from Aggies and fans of visiting schools.
Many sold out in less than a 24-hour period. So for Florida and LSU, for sure, Missouri is filling up, as is McNeese State.
Overby says while she's sad to be leaving relationships with other Big 12 cities, she's excited about the fanatical fans of the SEC schools coming to town next year. Another hotel is coming to College Station. That's after City Council approved rezoning 2 acres on Texas Avenue between Applebee's and the Hampton Inn. Jim Ross of the Planning and Zoning Commission says the advisory body gave a unanimous recommendation.
We look real forward to redevelopment of this property and more property in this area. I think we can all say that.
Vacant fourplexes will be demolished and will be replaced with a 4- to 6-story building that will also include a 600-square-foot meeting room. Timing of the redevelopment is not known since owners of the Home to Suites property have not sought the required permits. Nearby at the Plaza, there's also been no movement to repair at that property, which has been closed for the better part of 2 years. Business at the last College Station City Council meeting included a parking ban near College Hills Elementary School. Traffic engineer Troy Rother says a neighborhood meeting was held following requests from residents and the school district.
The only opposition I heard was from between Walton and James in that section. The residents that were there all wanted parking removed in this area that's identified. After the meeting, I got a call from a resident that voiced concern with having the parking removed, but that was the only one.
The new no parking zone is along the south side of Gilchrist from Munson to James. While Washington politicians continue to make noise over the budget, there's diminishing attention to America's participation in wars worldwide. The director of A&M Center for Homeland Security, Dave McIntyre, is troubled about the combination of the military and CIA in undeclared wars.
The CIA is working with the Department of Defense in ways that no one would have anticipated a couple of years ago. Their success is very high. So a lot of good things are going well. The central question is, are we qualified? Do we have the capability to deal with the complexity of the modern world? And I'm just not sure we yet understand the complexity of what's up against us. And if I have a single concern, it's that our citizens, our legislators, our political leaders just don't have a grasp on how difficult the modern challenges are.
You can go to our website, WTAW.com, and listen to the full interview with Dr. McIntyre's review of terrorism activity worldwide. A family friend says a man authorities say killed six family members before turning the gun on himself Christmas Day didn't like that his estranged wife was doing well. The relative spoke at a news conference Thursday afternoon following the private burial of the six victims. Authorities say 56-year-old Aziz Yazdanpana, who had marital and financial problems, killed his estranged wife, their two teenage children, his wife's sister, his brother-in-law, and his niece before turning the gun on himself at an apartment in Grapevine. It's never a good idea to drink and drive, and AAA is running its Tipsy Toe program again this weekend to help out.
People who find themselves having too much to drink can call 1-800-AAA-HELP any place in the state. And AAA's Sarah Schimmer says they'll send a tow truck to bring you and your car home.
Tipsy Toe is available to all members of the public, not just AAA members.
She says a main reason why people drive drunk is they're afraid of leaving their car behind if they take a cab. AAA won't take you to another bar, they won't transport more than two people in a trip, and they won't provide roadside maintenance during a Tipsy Toe run. In San Antonio, Jim Forsyth, TSN News.
And College Station Mayor Nancy Berry and the City Council may be in for a treat after A&M's bowl game on Saturday. The mayor placed a friendly bet with Evanston, Illinois Mayor Elizabeth Tisdale on the outcome of the game against Northwestern. If A&M wins,
they are putting up supposedly the world's finest ribs from Heckey's Barbecue if Northwestern loses.
But if the Wildcats are victorious, Mayor Berry says she bet a prime rib roast and supply of Texas Aggie brand beef jerky from the university's Rosenthal Meat Science and Technology Center. Both mayors are excited about the bet, and one will end up with more than just bragging rights. WTAW News Time, 6:36. It's 46 degrees right now. This look at news brought to you by the Heart Pros at St. Joseph. I'm Chase Murphy, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
After I was diagnosed with cancer, I wanted the best course of treatment. My physician understood and arranged an appointment for me at St. Joseph. After talking with their radiation oncologist and then evaluating other facilities, I felt confident in choosing St. Joseph. For me, the very latest equipment and compassionate team were the St. Joseph difference. Learn why you should choose St. Joseph. Go to st-joseph.org.
Travelers Insurance Company, Hartford Insurance, Safeco Insurance, Kemper Insurance, America First Insurance, Hoheim Prairie Insurance, United Fire Insurance, Texas Mutual, CNA Insurance, Allied Insurance. Hi, this is Tony Morelos with W.E. Gibson Insurance. That was a list of just some of the over 30 insurance companies that our agency represents. Different companies offer different rates for different people. The question is, how do you know which company will offer you the best rate? The answer is simple. Drop by our office at the Kroger Center on Rock Prairie or call 694-1555 the next time you need insurance. We will match you with the company that offers you the best rate, and we will give you exceptional service. At W.E. Gibson Insurance, we're known by the companies we keep.
W.E. Gibson Insurance, always by your side.
When you need us most, we're by your side.
Brazos Valley Bride is full of local articles and pictures of beautiful local brides and is the official publication for the 2012 Spring Bridal Show. So if your business wants to reach brides-to-be, place your ad in the upcoming spring issue of Bryan Broadcasting's Brazos Valley Bride magazine. For more information about advertising in Brazos Valley Bride, contact Sam Jones at 695-9595, 695-9595.
639, News Talk 1620, WTAW. Let's check some weather. It's brought to you this morning by Skyline Communications, in business for your business for 30 years, called Charles Culver at 775-2929, 775-2WAY.
For today, we'll become partly to mostly sunny, so it's going to turn out to be a nice day, especially so this afternoon, with high temperatures back up to 65 to 70, and then some occasional clouds around during tonight, low temperature 45 to 50. Becoming partly sunny and fairly warm on Saturday, temperature upper 60s to low 70s, down to around 50 on New Year's Eve with fair skies, and New Year's Day partly sunny and a bit cooler. High temperature, lower 60s. I'm Gary Best, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
We'll talk about Aggie basketball as they win last night, but they lose a freshman who has transferred. Jamal Branch has decided to go somewhere else. We'll hear Billy Kennedy talk about that. The A&M women are back on the court tonight with McNeese State. Of course, Aggie football tomorrow. It's with Northwestern in the Meineke Car Care Bowl. And we'll talk about the bowl games yesterday. Comebacks, both of them, and 17 touchdowns in Baylor versus Washington, nearly 4 hour football game. All that and more coming up in sports.
There you are. So now, before we get into politics, I believe we have more information. You had a story today about the Christmas Day shooting that took place in Grapevine.
Yes.
Do we know the ethnic background of this person? Because it's an interesting name.
It sounds Indian.
It does. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it does, I guess. I was just looking at the spelling of it. And didn't know what the background was.
Because I know Aziz is, Aziz is obviously Middle Eastern. I mean, there are people that are from outside of India that have had the name Aziz. But
yeah. Interesting. Because, see, one of the people killed was named Muhammad Hossein Zeri.
Right, and I'd seen that too, which obviously sounds very, Muslim.
Yeah. So. But then again, the whole idea of dressing up in Santa Claus suits.
Yeah,
and stuff.
What I've seen is that this was apparently a pretty westernized family.
Okay.
Which is not uncommon.
Yeah.
So.
Well, because there hasn't been much discussion about it at all.
No.
About what the background, the ethnicity was, or any of that. And so just wondering. Just thinking out loud about that. So, let's see. Latest Gallup poll. Yeah, Mitt Romney. Yeah. Ron Paul's third at 11%. Mitt's first. Nudie Poo is second. How about that Michelle Bachmann? Michelle's having a tough week.
Yeah, a little went over to the other side, her Iowa campaign manager. Huh?
Well, like hours after he said he was hanging around.
Uh-huh.
Okay?
Yeah.
Decided not to, moved on.
But they've got a sort of a he said, she said type of deal going here. Because, she's saying that he told her that he got a lot of money to switch.
Yeah.
And he's saying that such a conversation never happened and he got no money.
Then there was the pro-Bachmann super PAC that switched allegiances. They went over to Mitt Romney's camp. And then there was the South Carolina endorsement that her campaign bragged about. Turned out to be a progressive Democrat who had said that if Michelle Bachmann is nominated, that will assure an election for Barack Obama again. So, ooh, they didn't mean to say that.
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't mean it.
This Iowa thing is coming out pretty good for the Mitster, for a guy that didn't spend much time or money there.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he could wind up, winning the thing or finishing second.
Yeah, and just kind of passing over. Well, again, as they say, he just kind of flew over and sprinkled money on it.
Right, and Santorum could finish third, according to the polls, so.
Now, there was a Gallup poll that had some interesting information in it. Those polled, and again, we don't know exactly what the sample was, but those polled by Gallup perceive John Huntsman, Mitt Romney, and Ron Paul as closest to their own political leanings. Gallup determined that standing using a five-point system, that basically those candidates are pretty close to your average U.S. American who's at a 3.3, which is kind of center, but leaning to the right. That's what your average U.S. American is. And that Huntsman, Romney, and Paul are closest to that. Romney's in at a 3.5. So, don't know. We'll see. And, have you heard the idea that it's going to cost $1 billion for the Obama war chest to roll through for re-election?
Yesterday, Jim Messina, who is the campaign chairman, called that BS. I mean, he used the word.
Oh, okay? he didn't abbreviate.
No, he didn't. He said, "We don't take PAC money, unlike our opponents. We fund this campaign in contributions of $3 or $5 or whatever you can do to help us expand the map and put more people on the ground to build grassroots." Well, if you look at Beltway Confidential yesterday, they were talking about those grassroots things that they do. For instance, the $35,800 that he got from one guy over the last 4 years. Yeah, that's a lot of $5 and $3 contributions, I would say.
Yeah.
It's a guy who's and then there's another lady who is a lobbyist in other states but not registered in Washington. Well, she's given another $35,000 to the Obama campaign. But again, she's not a registered lobbyist, so.
Well, then that doesn't count.
That's right. They're not accepting money from them. Remember that bundler thing we learned about? That's how they get a bunch of people together to get a bunch of money. And they're the ones who get to be up close and personal with the press and get their picture taken. Oh, Nancy Pelosi's daughter shot her mouth off. Oh, my goodness, my goodness. Do we know Christine Pelosi? Do we know who she is? She's a TV producer. Well, apparently she was talking to Andrew Breitbart. Breitbart has a website, I think, called Big Government. She said, quote, she would retire right now, talking Nancy, if donors she has didn't want her to stay so badly. They know she wants to leave, though. They think she's destined for the wilderness. She has very few days left. She's 71. She wants to have a life. She's done. It's obligation. That's all I'm saying, end quote.
Wow.
Hmm. Yeah, well, then apparently Mama got her cell phone number.
Uh-oh.
Because, yeah, she backtracked later on, okay? Here's the quote. "Get your facts straight. I said she is destined for greatness, not wilderness." Because they sound a lot alike.
Identical.
Yeah. "I've never talked to Nancy about any of this." So there you go.
And this was how was she connected to Pelosi?
Well, she is her daughter.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But she referred to her mom by her first name?
Yeah, yeah.
Well, they sound so close.
Well, again, it's so that you can get her name out there, I guess, during the quote. That's like Bob Dole. Bob Dole believed this and Bob Dole believed that. And not I believe this. I'm not sure. But nonetheless, apparently any thoughts that Nancy was ready to retire are really, really premature. Because, again,
the rumors of my death are greatly exaggerated.
She's staying in a $10,000 a night hotel lean-to in Hawaii now.
Hawaii?
Yeah. 10,000. That's as much as Mitt Romney was going to bet Rick Perry.
Yeah, that's right.
You talk about being part of the gentry. They got mad at Mitt Romney, saying he was an elitist because he was willing to just kind of bet that. She is definitely spending that every night in her hotel room in Hawaii.
She may be spending it in her hotel.
Could
room.
Be that.
Maybe
yeah,
so.
Maybe she's.
I bet
not
that
mini bar
is not cheap.
That's true. Department of Homeland Security expanding its If You See Something, Say Something. I mean, they're looking at places to get the word out, right? If you see something, say something, because it is important. And so, If You See Something, Say Something, the campaign is coming to the National Hockey League.
Oh.
Yeah, see, I know. You all had the same reaction.
Yeah.
Boy, they've got it all covered now.
Yeah.
Homeland Security,
I feel safer already.
Secretary Janet Napolitano made that announcement on the blog, saying on Monday the Philadelphia Flyers will face off against the New York Rangers in the NHL Winter Classic in one of the most watched games of the season. I know you guys are making your plans.
Dun, 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 dun.
Yeah, that'll be Monday because you won't have anything else to do. So,
are you ready for some hockey?
You know it. Fans at Citizens Bank Park in Philadelphia will see If You See Something, Say Something messages and graphics before and during the game.
Wait, they're going to play it outdoors?
Yeah, apparently so. That's why it's the Winter Classic. Safety messaging will be printed on the back of the NHL Winter Classic credentials for staff, players, and volunteers. There also will be a If You See Something, Say Something advertisement throughout Philadelphia at the airports and gas stations and bus and train stations.
Well, In all joking aside,
at a much lower scale or much lower level, I should say, this is very common at sporting events. I noticed, and I can't remember, of course, now where it was, but I think it was at a professional football game. I saw this in the background on one of the ribbon boards. They do the exact same thing that we announce at Texas A&M University, that if you have a problem in the stands, you can anonymously report it by sending a text message to a number, and then it's Ag Assist to this number, and then followed by whatever's going on and where you are.
Well, that's an excellent thing. I mean, there's no doubt about
it. Yeah, I mean, it's, if you got some knucklehead that's being a knucklehead, and you know, obviously, you know, direct confrontation, because no one ever drinks and goes to an A&M football game. I don't know if you know that or not. There's no imbibing going on whatsoever. But you know, if direct confrontation is not a good idea, and I can see that. If I'm there with my kids,
yeah,
and somebody's being stupid,
yeah,
I don't necessarily want to put them at risk by me going down there trying to be a hero.
Sure. But here's my problem. This is hockey. That's part of the culture in hockey, isn't it?
I understand.
Misbehaving?
I understand. I'm just saying it doesn't necessarily. I mean, I get where you're coming
from. Yeah.
As far as never the two shall meet as far as hockey and terrorism, you would think. But perhaps it's because this is an out-of-the-ordinary event. It's going to be outdoors. There are going to be a lot more people there.
Security scanning may be more difficult.
Sure, sure.
Yep. But no doubt, and we understand. But after all, it's our job to make light of things like that.
Yeah.
All right, Tantel.
Hi, this is Neil Sperry, and I'll be back with today's Plant Talk Texas right after a word from our sponsor and friends at Producers.
For nearly 70 years, Producers Cooperative has been providing quality agricultural products and services to farmers and ranchers in the Brazos Valley. From a full line of livestock feed, seeds and fertilizers, fuel and lubricants, farm and ranch equipment and supplies, it's all at Producers. Producers employs professionals with the expertise to provide technical assistance for your success. High-performance products, quality service, outstanding results. Since 1943, Producers on Texas, north of 21 in Bryan, or call 979-778-6000. No membership necessary to purchase.
There is an art and a science to pruning plants properly. Many folks aren't tuned into arts or sciences, however, and their plants are left suffering. Since winter is the time when a gardener's mind turns to trimming, let's outline the important details. Time for pruning is now for many plants, but not all. I'll be back with details after this message. Get one of the few remaining copies of my 2012 Texas Gardening Calendar, the single publication that gives you all the details of when you need to do everything in your landscape and garden. More than 12,000 words telling you when to plant, prune, fertilize, and spray all of the plants in your landscape and garden. It will keep you right on track of doing the right things at the right times. Save 1/3 on the calendar by buying it with a 1-year new or renewal subscription to Neil Sperry's Gardens magazine. Our magazine features Texas' finest gardening authorities writing about landscapes and gardens in Texas. You're part of Texas. It's the best regional gardening magazine in America. You're going to save 1/3 on the calendar. You get the calendar, the full year of the magazine, and all that information, satisfaction guaranteed to every penny, for just $38.95 plus $3 postage. But you need to call before we run out of calendars. 1-800-752-GROW. Call 1-800-752-4769. We're talking about winter pruning, and let's start with shade trees. You do prune these during the winter while you can easily see their branch patterns and while they're dormant to minimize the loss of sap from the fresh cuts. Remember, however, that you must never top any tree for any alleged reason, and that includes crepe myrtles. This is a good time to talk to a certified arborist if you want to have help with the job. Look for a certified arborist. That's the highest credential you can achieve. If you're removing an especially large branch, 3 inches or larger in diameter, do it in 3 steps. The first cut is made from the underside, 15 or 20 inches out from the main trunk. You want to cut about 1/3 of the way up into the bottom of the branch. Second, move a couple more inches out on the limb and cut completely through the branch from the top down. Third, remove the 15 to 20 inch stub by cutting almost flush with the trunk. You want to leave just a tiny amount of the branch collar there, the delta. That will help it heal more quickly. You do not need to use pruning sealant on most types of trees. However, with oaks, it's a good plan. If you do fruit tree pruning, it's best to do it in January or early February. Peaches and plums should be pruned to reasonably horizontal habits, almost to a bowl shape. Remove all strongly vertical shoots annually and aim to keep the trees at less than 10 feet in height. You may remove as much as 30 or 40% of the branch growth each winter. Remove vertical shoots called water sprouts from apples. Pears, pecans, and figs require little regular pruning. No plant that you grow will require any more intense pruning than grapes. It's nothing uncommon to remove as much as 85% of the cane growth annually. You want to train grapes onto two-wire trellises that are secured by very heavy posts. Mature fruiting grapevines are very heavy. You'll be cutting much of the prior season's growth back, so you have fewer clusters of grapes, also so they'll be of far greater quality, size and quality. Both broad-leafed and cone-bearing evergreen plants are pruned during the winter. You can actually reduce the size of old junipers or boxwoods, for example, by as much as 30 or 40%, but you need to do it a branch at a time. Use lopping shears. Spring-flowering shrubs and vines are pruned after they bloom. Do not touch them now. Summer-flowering shrubs and vines, as we mentioned earlier this week, are pruned during the winter. However, don't ever top a crepe myrtle. The less you prune, the better the plants will be. I'm Neil Sperry. That's Plant Talk Texas for another day. Until next time, thanks a lot for listening, and happy gardening.
Good Friday morning, everyone. I'm Tom Turbeville, and here's your first look at sports. The news from Reed Arena last night was hardly that Texas A&M got a win over Division II Arkansas Tech 76-58, but rather that Aggie freshman Jamal Branch was gone from the bench and will not be back. After the game, Coach Billy Kennedy made the surprising announcement that Branch, a backup point guard with loads of potential, had decided to leave the team and to transfer.
Jamal Branch and his father decided to look at some other options and transfer today, and we wish him the best. We found out officially today, so this afternoon. That's all information I really have at this point I really can comment on. This is college basketball. It's unfortunate, but they chose to do what they needed to do, and it's somewhat of a surprise, but I've been in this thing a long time, and especially at this level, you know, kids transfer.
Branch had been averaging nearly 19 minutes a game and had played in all 11 A&M games with one double-figure game against Mississippi State. Now, as for last night's final non-conference game of the year, the Aggies let the Wonder Boys stick around for about 8 minutes before they turned a one-point lead to a 12-point lead with a 15-4 run. A&M's lead got to 26 with 2:45 left in the game. Four Aggies scored in double figures, led by Elston Turner's 19 points. A&M makes a giant leap in competition as they open Big 12 play Monday night in Waco, facing 13-0 and 6th-ranked Baylor. The 10th-ranked A&M women will be back on the court tonight after 12 days off. The Aggies welcome McNeese State to Reed. A&M started its historic NCAA tournament run last year with a 40-point win over the Cowgirls in Shreveport. The Aggies' final non-conference game will tip at 7 o'clock tonight. You can hear it over on 1150 AM The Zone. A&M will open Big 12 play next Wednesday at Kansas State. Well, the Aggie football team is just a day away from that final game of what's been a tough season, both on and off the football field. Interim coach Tim DeRuiter talked yesterday about how the team is coming together for this last game.
Well, I'll tell you, we're getting cleaner and cleaner with everything, which is what you need to have happen late in the week. It's been a tough week for us. It's been a week ago that, we lost Joey V, but our guys have been really, really focused, and we'll be ready on Saturday.
And coach DeRuiter says as the game gets closer, the excitement grows.
Yeah, absolutely. We played about a month or so ago. Guys, I think, are starting to realize it's right here, right around the corner. And so focus on practice has been better, and we're getting keyed into what Northwestern's doing. And I think our guys are excited about this opportunity to finish this thing the right way.
Aggies and Northwestern play for the first time, and it's A&M's first game ever at Reliance Stadium. The kickoff a little after 11 tomorrow. We'll start our broadcast tomorrow at 10 a.m. right here on 1620. Well, call it an offensive extravaganza or a defensive debacle. Either way, it was nearly 4 hours of entertaining football at the Alamo Bowl last night. By a score that the Baylor basketball team would be proud of, the Bears beat Washington 67-56. You heard that right. This game had 17 touchdowns and just one field goal and several comebacks. In the second quarter alone, the Huskies scored four TDs to rally from 14 points down to 14 points up. But the Bears out-touchdowned Washington 6-3 in the second half to get just their second-ever 10-win season. Heisman Trophy winner Robert Griffin III had his ups and downs. He was sacked three times, threw for just one score. His one TD run, though, was a remarkable 24-yard run. Terrence Gannaway rushed for 200 yards and five TDs. And by the way, yes, it was an all-time postseason College Bowl record for combined points in regulation and for combined total offense with 1,397 yards. Speaking of comebacks, in the earlier bowl game yesterday, Florida State came back from 14 down in the second half to beat Notre Dame 18-14 in the Champs Sports Bowl. There are four bowl games today. And it'll be a crosstown showdown of a different kind today for the championship of the McDonald's All-Star Girls Basketball Tournament. A&M Consolidated versus Rutter at 1:30 for the title over at Tiger Gym. Both teams won their fourth games of the tournament yesterday, Rutter beating Victoria East by 20, and Consol getting a buzzer-beater layup from Blair Schaefer to beat Rockwall 46-44. That's your first look at sports. More next hour. I'm Tom Turbeville for Atkinson Toyota, Madisonville, and Bryan. This is News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Is it time to consider replacing your business copier, fax, or printer? Are you in a long-term lease but need a more reliable service provider? Call CTWP, a locally owned, award-winning imaging solutions company serving Texas businesses for over 30 years. CTWP carries a full line of digital, black and white, and color multifunctional imaging systems from the very best equipment manufacturers. Call CTWP at 979-779-2998 or visit us
on no-interest financing. The more you buy, the more you get in free furniture. At Ashley Furniture Home Store College Station's New Year event, get your free furniture. See store for details.
All right, here we go. 69 for a high today. About the same thing for tomorrow. And probably in the 40s for the low. 44 right now. WTAW College Station,
Fox
Brian.
Fox News Radio. I'm Dave Anthony. They have just 4 days left to stump for votes in Iowa.
You better off today than you were $4 trillion ago.
Rick Perry trying to play catch up to Mitt Romney, Ron Paul, and maybe even Rick Santorum.
We feel like we're going to get that spark. How big, I don't know.
Fox News Radio's Rich Johnson live in Des Moines.
Latest polls have Mitt Romney and Ron Paul in a statistical tie with Santorum in third, but don't tell that to Newt Gingrich.
This race is going to come down to a Massachusetts moderate and a Georgia conservative.
Mitt Romney, however, continues to ignore the other Republicans, focusing on what he labels President Obama's goal of an entitlement society.
That's never worked anywhere in the world. It's never lifted people out of poverty. Only free enterprise and freedom have done those things.
Romney had once written off Iowa, but he's now campaigning hard with a chance of winning, Dave.
Rich, North Korea has declared Kim Jong-un its supreme leader and issued a warning saying that it's not going to soften its position towards South Korea. It's another day of this in Syria as activists call for people to march in main squares across the country while Arab League monitors observe the deadly crackdown on protesters. The fire is finally out on a Russian nuclear sub. Some of the crew injured. Fox News Radio's Alistair Wanklin monitoring live in London.
That's right. That fire burned all night. Firefighters only extinguishing the blaze that spread from wooden scaffolding to rubber tiles that surrounded the submarine's hull. 9 workers injured, Russia's military says. There were no nuclear missiles aboard and there's no radiation leak. But some in Russia speculate this valuable vessel will now need to be scrapped. In Norway, one official accusing Russia of being slow to inform its neighbors. Dave?
Alistair, an Anchorage, Alaska man facing a manslaughter charge after a 14-year-old girl is accused of injecting with heroin died after a week in the hospital. Prosecutors say he also injected her with another drug, hoping to revive the girl when the heroin was too much for her. Fox News Radio. Fair and balanced.
The holidays aren't over yet, but you're so over them. Keep the holiday cheer going at Dave & Buster's with our Eat and Play combo starting at just $15.99. So bring your family, friends, and uninvited house guests for the latest and greatest games like Fruit Ninja, House of the Dead 4, and Big Bass Wheel. Then keep the holidays going and check out our epic late night deals because it's time to go from grinching to grinning and end the year right. Only at Dave & Buster's. Offer available all day Sunday through Thursday, Friday and Saturday until 5 p.m. Prices may vary by location. Limited menu. See store for details.
The internet doesn't fact check. Every day, potential employers and clients look you up online. If what they see is false or misleading, it can hurt your reputation and your business. That's why so many professionals are turning to Reputation.com. Reputation.com helps control how you look when people search you, creating a truthful, positive image for you online. For a free reputation assessment conducted by our expert advisors, call 800-548-9009. That's 800-548-9009.
For nearly 70 years, Producers Cooperative has been providing quality agricultural products and services to farmers and ranchers in the Brazos Valley. From a full line of livestock feed, seeds and fertilizers, fuel and lubricants, farm and ranch equipment and supplies, it's all at Producers. Producers employs professionals with the expertise to provide technical assistance for your success. High performance products, quality service, outstanding results. Since 1943, Producers on Texas, north of 21 in Bryan, or call 979-778-6000. No membership necessary to purchase.
So have you been watching the bowl games? Are you going to Houston tomorrow for the Aggies and Northwestern in the Meineke Car Care Bowl? If you're not, you're going to watch it on TV. You're going to watch it in high definition. Boy, I hope you're going to watch it with Suddenlink high definition. I've been watching the bowl games. Well, certainly not all of them. My goodness, there's 35 bowl games. 16 of them have been played this week, including tomorrow. And then there's another 10 next week and then another couple after that. And you really haven't gotten the full effect of watching a game on TV unless you watch it in high definition. And that's what Suddenlink provides to you, just crystal clear high definition with their advanced digital TV. And boy, can you get it for a really, really low price when you bundle with other services. $27 a month for your cable TV, for your digital TV, which includes video on demand, which includes the high definition, and also the high-speed internet. $20 a month, and the telephone service, which I've had for years, $25 a month, and that price is locked in for life to get unlimited local and U.S. long distance. Yeah, the bowl games are going now, and then you got the NFL playoffs all leading up to the Super Bowl, and there's nothing like live sports in high definition to really see what high definition is all about, and Suddenlink brings it out even clearer. Call Suddenlink right now, won't you? 1-800-915-1866. That's Suddenlink.
Where's the best place to store my stuff?
Welcome to Metro Mini Storage. Our storage sizes range from small to enormous. Metro Mini Storage is completely gated with a dual security system. There are climate and non-climate controlled units. Plus, you get the use of a free truck when you move in. Metro Mini Storage on Texas Avenue at Deacon and College Station next to Burger King. Metro Mini Storage. Call 695-8800 or online at metroministorage.net.
33 years ago, we had a simple idea. Make the best vehicles in America and once a year offer them with special savings. Today, it's a phenomenon. Toyotathon is back, an event that's not just big, but an American tradition. Now's the time to get an incredible deal on the Toyota you've been waiting for. And Toyotathon's the one place you'll see the reinvented 2012 Camry with higher rated MPG, 10 standard airbags, and an average MSRP lower than last year's model. Right now, get 0% APR for 60 months on new 2011 Corolla and 2011 Tundra. Or choose 0% APR for 36 months on new 2011 Avalon, 2011 Sienna, 2011 Venza, and 2011 RAV4. Plus, every new Toyota comes with Toyota Care, a complimentary maintenance plan with roadside assistance. The biggest and best sales event of the year is going on now. Hurry to your Toyota dealer today. KBB.com, financing through TFS. See dealer or call 1-800-79-TOYOTA for details. Offer ends 12-5-2011.
WTAW News Time, 7:06, 45 degrees right now at the studios. The news brought to you by Zwirneman Flooring. Call 776-2800 for your every flooring need. Good morning, I'm Chase Murphy. Possibility of some fog in the area today, much like yesterday, so give yourself some extra time just in case. Otherwise, sunshine today with a high of about 70. The Texas A&M football team plays its final game of the season tomorrow morning, but many are already looking ahead to next year. Now that the conference schedule has been released, it's meant plenty of attention at the Convention and Visitors Bureau.
The SEC teams are notorious for being very fanatical about their school, similar to the way we are about A&M. So they tend to travel. And so from a visitor's perspective, we're excited to see the new influx of people coming in.
Executive Director Shannon Overby says within 24 hours of the schedule being released, most hotels are already booked for the LSU and Florida games. The new year could bring a new hotel to College Station. This month's city council meeting included approval of rezoning land on Texas between the Hampton Inn and Applebee's. The city's Jason Schubert says about 2 acres of concrete slabs and vacant fourplexes will be cleared.
It is proposed to be a 4 to 6 story hotel, and also would seek to consolidate these four lots and develop into one lot.
Since getting new zoning, owners of the Home 2 Suites have not asked City Hall for permits to begin redevelopment. Down the street, owners of the Plaza have also not requested permits to repair that property. When classes resume at College Hills Elementary School in College Station, parents will discover a new no-parking zone. Deputy Superintendent Clark Ely was among those asking City Council for the new restrictions.
Most of our parents at College Hills Elementary do use the drop-off loop located off of Francis. We do have 670 students at that school. We do have some, though, who have chosen to continue to park and walk their kids to class, because if you look at the site, it is closer to Gilchrist than it is to Francis, so we do understand that. It is our hope that only allowing parking on the north side of the street will dissuade folks from parking on the south side.
Council voted to ban parking along the south side of Gilchrist from James to Munson. So much attention has been placed in Washington on budget battles that little publicity is getting out about how the U.S. is addressing worldwide terrorism. The director of A&M Center for Homeland Security, Dave McIntyre, says America's military and intelligence branches have never been closer.
The primary war maker for the United States today is the CIA. I mean, we have the leading general in the United States, Petraeus, heading the CIA. And we have the former leader of the CIA heading the Department of Defense, providing all the resources. We're at war in a number of places in Africa. We're at war with the countries that we're training. That means it's not an open declaration of war. Our Congress is not, not everybody has the clearance even to have access to what's going on. This bothers me greatly.
A full review from McIntyre can be heard on our website. Just go to the interview page at WTAW.com. Texas gas prices are on the rise again.
This statewide big city average rose 4 cents over the week. Energy analyst Phil Flynn tells us why.
We saw a big surge in gasoline demand last week. It looks like everybody, you know, went over the river and through the woods to grandmother's house, and we saw one of the biggest increases in gasoline demand that we've seen in some time.
He says on top of that, oil spiked above $100 a barrel on Iranian fears. And he says the good news is oil has come down, so maybe we'll get a little relief at the pump next week. Barbara Schwartz, TSN News.
Texas prison officials are investigating whether convicted polygamist leader Warren Jeffs violated his inmate telephone privileges with a couple of calls to a relative on Christmas Day that may have been broadcast to an audience listening in. A prison spokesman says officials are trying to determine if Jeffs preached a sermon to his congregation over a speakerphone, which would violate prison phone policy. They don't know how prison officials became aware of a possible violation, except to note all calls made on through the agency's offender's phone system are monitored and recorded. Jeffs is serving a life sentence for sexually assaulting two of his underage brides. And the Texas A&M football players aren't the only ones with bragging rights on the line this weekend at their bowl game against Northwestern. College Station Mayor Nancy Berry has placed a wager with Evanston, Illinois Mayor Elizabeth Tisdale on the outcome of the bowl game. So what exactly is on the line for Mayor Berry?
We are putting up prime rib roast and Aggie brand beef jerky from A&M's Rosenthal Meat and Science Technology Center.
If the Aggies beat the Wildcats, Berry and the College Station City Council will receive ribs from Heckey's Barbecue in Evanston. Berry says she can't wait to try them. WTAW News Time is 7:11. It's 44 degrees right now. Your forecast is coming up next. I'm Chase Murphy, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
This is Leah Hamm with Zorneman Flooring. As a proud supporter of Texas A&M Athletics and your local friends and neighbors in this community, Zorneman Flooring takes pride in providing you with our very best price, service, selection, and installation that will have you calling us back time and time again. I am excited to tell you that we now offer stained concrete and granite countertops. We may not be the biggest in flooring, but if given the opportunity, we'll show you that we are the best. Call 776-2800 for Zorneman Flooring today.
For nearly 70 years, Producers Cooperative has been providing quality agricultural products and services to farmers and ranchers in the Brazos Valley. From a full line of livestock feed, seeds and fertilizers, fuel and lubricants, farm and ranch equipment and supplies, it's all at Producers. Producers employs professionals with the expertise to provide technical assistance for your success. High performance products, quality service, outstanding results since 1943. Producers on Texas, north of 21 in Bryan, or call 979-778-6000. No membership necessary to purchase.
7:12. Got some weather. Right here, local weather. I thought we'd do local weather for something different.
Oh,
yeah. Brought to you by College Station Medical Center, the area's only hospital with a Cycle 3 accredited chest pain center. If you have chest pain, nowhere to go. Visit csmedcenter.com to learn more.
For today, it'll turn out to be pretty nice, becoming partly to mostly sunny and 65 to 70 degrees later on this afternoon. Tonight, some scattered clouds and 45 to 50. We're partly sunny and about 70 Saturday afternoon. If you're heading out New Year's Eve, looks like nice weather with mainly clear skies and temperatures pretty mild around 50 overnight. And then it will begin to turn cooler on Sunday, partly sunny, low 60s and only in the 50s by Monday. I'm Gary Best, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Aggie basketball team wins last night. We'll talk about that. The Aggie football team getting ready for Northwestern. That kickoff will be tomorrow in the Meineke Car Care Bowl. We'll hear from Jeff Fuller, one of the seniors who will be playing his final game. And we'll talk about the bowl games yesterday. What a game last night at the Alamo Dome, a record-setting game. All that and more coming up in sports.
So I'm over here looking at this website.
Uh-huh.
For a Heckey's Barbecue.
Oh, yeah?
Heckey's Barbecue, which is up there in the land of the Northwesterns.
Yeah.
Just to see exactly what we're talking about here. Now, Heckey's Choice Full Slab of Ribs,
mm-hmm.
Okay, that's $40.
Full slab, huh?
Full slab is $40. Now,
wow, that's a,
is there is there
proud of them?
Yeah, is there going to be sauce to go along
is
with
a
it?
Slab, I'm sorry, is a slab more than a rack?
Well,
I would think so. It sounds like more than a rack.
Oh, they'll say they. Huh? How does that work? Okay, Heckey's Choice Full Slabs, and again, I don't know the full agreement that the city of College Station has gone through with the city of Evanston. Now, what is A&M putting up? What is College Station putting up?
A prime rib roast and some beef jerky from the Rosenthal Meat Center.
Okay. Now, obviously,
which, by the way, let me tell you straight up, both are delicious.
Yeah, yeah. Jerky that made the Wall Street Journal.
Right.
I mean, you know, they do monster business. But it says here, at least what you can order from them, is Heckey's Choice Full Slabs, uncooked.
Oh, just seasoned, huh?
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, you cook it yourself.
Well, I mean, isn't part of the deal to smoke?
I thought so.
I mean, I'm not sure. That's number one concern. Number two is, are they going to be sending a package of raw meat over here?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Well, maybe they're going to bring it to the game. And
No. We already talked to her about that.
Oh, okay.
No, I already talked to her about that.
Okay.
No, because the mayor is not making it down to the mayor of Evanston is not making it down to the game.
Okay.
Just saying.
Really?
I don't know what else is going on in Evanston.
And I was planning on a halftime interview.
Yeah, sorry. You're out of luck with that. But, no, they're apparently going to ship it, and you can apparently ship all over America.
Yeah.
But, I mean, if they're sending raw meat down here, but I don't know that I guess the rib roast is going to be raw that we're sending up there, huh?
I don't know.
I don't either. Huh? So, I guess we should have, my fault, sorry, I should have drilled down deeper when I impressed the mayor on this question while we had her in the studio talking about it about 3 weeks ago. We talked about the bet at that time. That the fact that they would be sending raw meat to one another never really crossed my mind, to be honest with you. But, you know, that's fine. 7:16, so Chase, a little while ago, Tom is telling me about this experience he had last night as he was cleaning out his garage.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. That he once again used Craigslist.
Mm-hmm.
Now, and we haven't done this in a while, so I thought I'd go to College Station Craigslist free stuff.
Cool.
Just to see what's out there today.
Yeah.
Got a free solid white pit bull boxer mix.
Really?
So if you're looking for a dog that'll make you the most popular person in the neighborhood, nothing like a pit bull boxer mix. Be a friendly little fella. Now, what they had yesterday.
Uh-huh.
Was a free couch, and it gave the street that it was on, and then two above that was another free couch.
Oh.
So did they? Was there a surprise couch that they found?
Was it the same people?
Yeah, well, I mean, same street. I don't know. Same street.
Oh,
not sure.
Well, it's just
did they? Was it a couch they forgot about that was in a back bedroom, or did she just finally say, look, you made me get rid of my couch. We're getting rid of yours, too. All right?
Well, it was probably a couch at first they thought nobody would even take for free. But
could be.
They decided, you know.
Maybe they put that, well, yeah, let me, we're going to do a little research. Let me see.
Uh-huh.
The first free couch was posted at 4:15, okay?
Yeah.
Okay, and the second free couch was posted at 10:30 that night. So, yeah, maybe at 4:15 they were able to move that one.
Well, they're probably both out on the curb, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, for anybody
to take.
This
one is olive-colored with cushions and pillows that match.
Okay. So it's nasty.
Olive is not. I don't think that'd be my first choice, but can't say.
There's not any money down in it. They've probably already looked for that.
The maybe other one is M&M.
Yeah, some M&Ms.
Other one says it's a tannish.
Some trail mix.
Yeah. Yeah, right. Yeah. Wait, it says we have a tannish couch curbside for anybody to pick up.
Of course, tannish?
It started.
Tannish?
It started white.
He's our quarterback.
It started white. Now it's tannish.
Now it's tannish. Yeah. Yeah, a little wear and tear over the years.
Once the kids get done with it, it's tannish.
Yeah.
So there you go. Yeah. Just want to let you know what's out there this morning.
What I did last night wasn't free. My item was $70.
Yeah.
And I mean,
you turned that thing, huh?
I posted it at about 6 o'clock.
Yeah.
I had the money in my pocket, and that thing was gone at 8:45.
Wow.
That's about the same as the one answer. Yeah.
At 8:45 last night.
Well, okay. Yeah. Uh-huh. Here, this has been an odd week. I don't know if it's been an odd week where you work, but it's been kind of an odd week here because, well, we have commissioned salespeople, and quite often they have things that they need to do this week. And so it's kind of a come-and-go casual type thing, and people have days to use up before the end of the year, whatever, that we don't have a full staff.
Uh-huh.
And someone out of the kindness of their hearts brought us a ginormous aluminum tub of cookies.
Yeah, they did.
Now,
and
I don't know.
That's not all. There was even some brownies in there.
Yeah,
and I'm pretty sure those were left over.
Yeah,
exactly.
When we got them.
Because we've been getting
3 days ago.
Yeah. We've been getting this inordinate amount of food after Christmas.
Do we know where these cookies came from? And I'm not saying, because I had one of those little Christmas tree shaped cookies, and they were great. I mean, Christmas cookies, just plain old nothing on them except maybe some little
icing
little
and a sprinkle.
Sugar icing and sprinkling. Yeah.
Well, and that was the base cookie in all of them.
Yeah.
Was the same thing. And then you had the ones with the Hershey's Kiss. You had the one that looked like some strawberry jam.
Yeah.
Those are the ones that are left, by the way.
And that's what's happened is if we go in today after day four, that's all that's left are these kind of bland white cookies. If a kolach was a cookie, okay, this is kind of what it looked like. And it has a dab of some sort of fruit.
Right.
That might be mints. I don't know.
We're going on its fourth day in the break room now. So,
I tried. That was actually the first one that I tried
when we got them.
And they were quite tasty.
Yeah.
Quite tasty.
I had a couple last night after only, 3 days in the break room.
Yeah. I had one yesterday morning after it'd been here because I was that hungry when I got here. And by then it was almost like strawberry chewing gum. So I don't even want to consider what it's like right now.
I bet you 10 seconds in the micro would be fine.
Oh, sure.
Go ahead and liquidate that thing again kind of liquefy it again.
I tell you what, you first there, big boy.
Yeah, that's okay. I think I'll pass. But again, much like the donut that has the pink frosting and the coconut on top, always the ones that are left. And that's what these cookies are. But we thank whoever it is who, because again, we're talking probably.
Oh, at least.
100?
Well,
125 maybe? I don't know.
Was it that many?
I was going to say
about four dozen. So.
Okay, it was a bunch of cookies.
It was piled up
in there. We thank you, whoever you were. We're not taking shots at you. Tom, we just think it's going to be.
Well, but Tom and I decided that between that and the store-bought food, that's what I don't get. It's one thing if you make it then we get store-bought food.
Yeah.
I told, because there was a caramel apple cake just sitting out there that was bought at a local grocery store.
Right.
I said, so somebody goes and buys a caramel apple cake. I said, was this someone who was sitting at the radio station one day and said, I need some cake.
Yeah.
And so they go out and do that, and they leave in the break room. And, of course, it gets eaten.
Yeah.
But we've become Mikey from Live Cereal.
Yeah.
We'll take it to the radio station. They'll eat it.
Yeah.
That's what I told Tom yesterday.
You like pie, too?
Yeah.
I like pie. You like pie, too?
Yeah. But or this or cake. Yeah. I don't know, but I agree with you. It's like with somebody at the grocery store, they saw this thing, and it didn't say reduced for quick sale. I mean, so it's...
Yeah. No. Yeah.
I mean, it's like, so they probably invested $5.99 in this thing.
I think it was $6.99.
Okay. Well, see, and they look at us, they see that and think of us.
Maybe they think we're like a tax deductible donation. They
could
can
be.
Make. Like,
could be that.
We're a charity.
We're 501c3
yeah,
here.
Anyway, yes, we had that. But my day, personally, on a personal note, my day started wonderfully here at the radio station.
Today, you mean?
Yep.
Uh-huh.
Because, you know, normally I'll go get a diet beverage to get started and slide the old dollar into the machine. Okay. Yeah. Push the button.
Uh-huh.
Come back to get my change, and there are four quarters in there, boys.
Whoa.
Yeah. So
whoa.
I started the day. So I figure I'm still. Yeah.
Did you leave 50 cents
no.
in the change receipt?
No.
You'll turn that in,
no.
won't you?
Because I'm about three down.
Yeah.
Are you?
I've seen slot machines that pay better than this Coke machine.
Yeah.
I know. The other day I put in 50 cents and got two drinks.
Yeah.
No, I didn't give it back.
No.
No,
hello?
No.
Yeah. Hey. Y'all can change the format to hillbilly music this morning.
Yeah.
It might be more interesting.
Well, it might be. There's also a button on the radio. You
appreciate
can.
The positive feedback.
Well, if you don't like it, you can go punch off to someplace else. I mean,
oh,
you know, that's
my.
Fine. We're just telling you what's going on here.
Coffee
that's
in the
it.
Morning for some people is a very serious thing. Without it, they're groggy and grumpy for the early part of their day. If you're one of these people, you can appreciate the value of a good cup of coffee. If you're the boss of these people, you can appreciate Twin City Coffee Service. For over 25 years, you've counted on Twin City Coffee to provide the best coffee and filtrated water service in the Brazos Valley. Call Mike or Troy to see how they can help you enhance your break station with their refreshing coffee, tea, and filtrated water. Call 779-3928 Twin City Coffee Service.
5, 4, 3, 2
Wait! Stop the countdown! The new year can't begin until we sell all remaining 2011s at Sterling Auto Group. All remaining 2011 inventory must go to avoid huge expenses next year. Get the lowest price of the year on every new vehicle in stock. Plus, Sterling Auto wants your trade, even if you owe thousands more than it's worth. And only Sterling wants to approve your credit today, even if it's less than perfect. Plus, get huge savings on all 2012 models, like the award-winning 2012 Kia Optima with zero down, just $229 per month. We have the area's best selection of quality pre-owned vehicles, like a 2011 Chevy Aveo with zero down, just $169 per month. Get up to $10,000 off all remaining 2011 GMC Sierras, or get 0% APR for 72 months. Sterling Auto Group, we make it easy. 205 North Earl Runner Freeway in Bryan. Call 979-846-5555 or click sterlingautogroup.net. On select vehicles with approved credit, 36-month lease with zero due at signing, plus TT&L and fees. Zero APR, $13.89 per thousand finance, all incentives to dealer.
If you're a male over 30 years of age, then you need to hear this. Do you feel like you're physically over the hill? When you hit the gym, do you get fatigued quickly and find you're still gaining weight every year? Like your age is catching up with you? Complete Nutrition's got the solution. Charger. Charger is a safe and effective formula that replenishes your body's natural testosterone levels back to when you were peaking physically. The result is less fat around your core, more stamina, and an increase in your sex drive. For guys over 30, Charger can be one of the most powerful tools for enhancing and extending your overall quality of life. So if you want to naturally and effectively lean up, lose the gut, and get more stamina than you've had in years, take charge with Charger. Find Complete Nutrition in the Bed Bath & Beyond Shopping Center next to Panda Express, or call 979-703-7987.
Complete Nutrition.
Hey, good morning. It's 725, News Talk 1620, WTAW. Fog didn't develop like we thought it would, but may happen tonight, may happen tomorrow morning. We'll see. High today and tomorrow around 70, low tonight about 45 or so. We'll do probably 48 on Saturday. Now, on New Year's Day, 62 under sunny skies. It gets a little cooler on Monday and Tuesday, and in fact, Monday night, probably have a freeze at about 30 degrees, so you know. Right now, humidity 79%. Winds are calm. We've got fair skies, and it's 44.
I know this is a radio, so imagine with me. You walk through a door, and you see over 100 different sewing machine cabinets and sergers, over 50 different vacuums and shampooers, all kinds of fabric stabilizers, over 300 colors of thread, presser feet, quality steam irons, ironing boards, air filters, presses, every vacuum bag you can think of. Are you dead and in heaven? No, you're at the new Sovac City Direct in downtown Bryan. Sovac City Direct is 700 South Bryan Avenue, or visit our College Station location in front of HEB on Texas Avenue. Visit us online at SovacDirect.com. Sovac City, come on down and see us.
Trust a real estate agent who cares about your family. For friendly hometown service, contact Jason Byanski at BCR Realty at 219-5555 or on the web at AggielandRealEstate.com.
Well, another Obama green energy company is thrown in the towel. More accurately, they've thrown in the multi-million dollar taxpayer-funded towel. Just last year, Beacon Power Corporation was granted a $43 million loan guarantee from the same Department of Energy program that threw away over $500 million on Solyndra. On Sunday, Beacon Power filed for bankruptcy. They used their government slush fund to build a 20-megawatt flywheel energy storage plant in Steventown, New York. Now, these high-profile green bankruptcies could be just the tip of the green iceberg. We don't know exactly how many other government-funded green energy companies are near collapse, but we do know that Obama's Department of Energy was given a piggy bank with $36 billion to give away in loans, and they've already committed $25 billion to their pet projects. Cliff Stearns, the Florida Republican congressman leading the House investigation of Solyndra, commented on the Beacon Power bankruptcy. He said this latest failure is a sharp reminder that the Department of Energy has fallen well short of delivering the stimulus jobs that were promised, and now taxpayers find themselves millions of more dollars in the hole. That's true, Congressman Stearns, but that's not all. Here's another sharp reminder. Obama fundraisers were at Solyndra, so we need to know how much of the taxpayer money funding every one of these bankrupt green energy schemes has been recycled back to Obama and Democrat campaign treasuries in order to close the loop on this.
Rush Limbaugh, 11 to 2 on News Talk 1620.
Ladies and gentlemen, as we enter the primary season, there's one primary task that must be completed if you've not done so already, and that's get Carbonite Online Backup. Because whether you have a shiny new computer or one that's a few years old, a computer disaster could happen at any time. Every day, thousands of computers crash, they get infected with viruses, or they're just accidentally left behind in taxis and airplanes and secret places. But if you do as I've done and get Carbonite, your files will be backed up automatically and continually and stored securely off-site. And Carbonite makes it so easy to restore your backed up files. Unlimited backup for your PC or Mac is just $59 a year. And Carbonite also has an affordable plan that'll back up all the computers at your small business. Start your free trial at Carbonite.com. Use the offer code RUSH. And you'll get 2 bonus months if you decide to buy. Not if, when you decide to buy. Carbonite.com, and the offer code for 2 bonus months is RUSH.
Howdy, this is Jason Byanski with BCR Realty. Mortgage rates are at an all-time low, and the current real estate inventory is up. Now is an excellent time to buy real estate. If you or someone you know is looking to buy or sell a home, investment property, rural or commercial property, trust your real estate needs to an agent who truly cares about your needs. For friendly hometown family service, contact me, Jason Byanski, with BCR Realty at 219-5555 or visit me on the web at AggielandRealEstate.com.
Go with the best. Go with Byanski.
ANCO Insurance began providing peace of mind to residents of the Brazos Valley over 135 years ago. Today, we still realize the importance of providing the best products backed by excellent service. ANCO's insurance specialists have the experience to design an insurance package to fit your needs, whether you're a business owner or need coverage for your auto, home, or family. Visit ANCO Insurance at the corner of Briarcrest and Villa Maria in Bryan, or call us at 776-ANCO.
Join the Texas A&M Health Science Center for academic convocation Friday, January 20th at 2 o'clock at Rutter Auditorium. We'll look at the opportunities ahead and recognize those who have made our institution a leader in healthcare, science, and research. We'll also honor Dr. Nancy W. Dickey's 10-year anniversary as president and enjoy food and dancing at a celebration gala that evening at Miramont Country Club. For information, call 436-9120.
WTAW News Time is 7:31. It's 45 degrees right now at the studios.
Could see some fog this morning, otherwise sunshine during the day today with a high of about 70 degrees. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Paramount Property Analysts, Real Estate Appraisal and Property Tax Appeal. Good morning, I'm Chase Murphy. The release of next year's Southeastern Conference football schedule has meant lots of local hotel reservations. BCS Convention and Visitors Bureau Director Shannon Overby says it took no time at all for hotels to hear from Aggies and fans of visiting schools.
Many sold out in less than a 24-hour period. So for Florida and LSU for sure, Missouri is filling up, as is McNeese State.
Overby says while she's sad to be leaving relationships with other Big 12 cities behind, she's excited about the fanatical fans of the SEC schools coming to town next year. Another hotel is coming to College Station. That's after City Council approved rezoning 2 acres on Texas between Applebee's and the Hampton Inn. Jim Ross of the Planning and Zoning Commission says the advisory body gave a unanimous recommendation.
We look real forward to redevelopment of this property and more property in this area. I think we can all say that.
Vacant fourplexes will be demolished and will be replaced with a 4 to 6 story building that will also include a 600 square foot meeting room. Timing of the redevelopment is not known since owners of the Home to Suites property have not yet sought required permits. Nearby at the Plaza Hotel, there's been no movement there either to repair that property, which has been closed for the better part of 2 years. Business at the last College Station City Council meeting included a parking ban near College Hills Elementary School. Traffic engineer Troy Rother says a neighborhood meeting was held following requests from residents and the school district.
The only opposition I heard was from between Walton and James in that section. The residents that were there all wanted parking removed in this area that's identified. After the meeting, I got a call from a resident that voiced concern with having the parking removed, but that was the only one.
The new no parking zone is along the south side of Gilchrist from Munson to James. While Washington politicians continue to make noise over the budget, there's diminishing attention to America's participation in wars worldwide. Director of A&M's Homeland Security Center, Dave McIntyre, is troubled about the combination of the military and CIA in undeclared wars.
The CIA is working with the Department of Defense in ways that no one would have anticipated a couple of years ago. Their success is very high. So a lot of good things are going well. The central question is, are we qualified? Do we have the capability to deal with the complexity of the modern world? And I'm just not sure we yet understand the complexity of what's up against us. And if I have a single concern, it's that our citizens, our legislatures, our political leaders just don't have a grasp on how difficult the modern challenges are.
You can go to our website, WTAW.com, check out the interview page, and hear McIntyre's review of terrorism activity worldwide. The parent company of Texas-based American Airlines has gotten some more bad news.
The stock price for AMR has been so low recently, the stock is going to be removed from the New York Stock Exchange. Economist Mike Davis at SMU says the exchange has some minimum standards for which stocks are listed.
The real issue is that their stock fell below a dollar, and there's no sure prospect that it would come above that level.
Davis says this is not a surprising development for AMR, which filed for bankruptcy last month. It's just a normal part of the company's restructuring process. Stephen Pickering, TSN News.
At College Station, Mayor Nancy Berry and the city council could be in for a treat after A&M's bowl game Saturday. The mayor placed a friendly wager with Evanston, Illinois Mayor Elizabeth Tisdale on the outcome of the game against Northwestern. If A&M wins,
they are putting up supposedly the world's finest ribs from Heckey's Barbecue if Northwestern loses.
But if the Wildcats are victorious, Mayor Berry says she's bet a prime rib roast and a supply of Texas Aggie brand beef jerky from the university's Rosenthal Meat Science Center. Both mayors are excited about the bets, and one will end up with more than just bragging rights for their team and their city. WTAW News Time is 7:35. It's 45 degrees right now. This look at news is brought to you by Paramount Property Analysts. More news at 8 o'clock or 24 hours a day at WTAW.com. I'm Chase Murphy, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Did you just receive your property tax bill? Unfortunately, you don't have a lot of control over those, but you do have some control over your local property taxes. I am Brian Stephen, local owner of Paramount Property Analyst. I specialize in appealing property taxes here in Brazos County and service other areas in Texas. I saved more than $830,000 in taxes for my clients in 2011. When it comes to reducing your property taxes, whether it's residential or investment properties, with my 25 years of experience, I will deliver the local expertise you need in deserve. Call Brian Stephen at 979-485-8537.
The seasons are changing, and so are the specials at Rattler's Convenience Stores. Need a quick breakfast?
Grab any pastry with Rattler's in-store 25-cent off coupon and get on your way. Thirsty? Buy any 2 2-liter sodas and get one free. A little cold beer for all the games? Then you'll love the $19.99 a case price for all the Bud, Miller, and Coors family of beers. Rattler's Convenience Stores. Friendly, clean, Texan.
Hey, it's 7:36. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast brought to you by Skyline Communications, in business for your business for 30 years. Call Charles Culver at 775-2929, 775-2-WAY.
Well, today it'll turn out to be pretty nice, becoming partly to mostly sunny and 65 to 70 degrees later on this afternoon. Tonight, some scattered clouds and 45 to 50. We're partly sunny and about 70 Saturday afternoon. If you're heading out New Year's Eve, looks like nice weather with mainly clear skies and temperatures pretty mild, around 50 overnight. And then it will begin to turn cooler on Sunday, partly sunny, low 60s and only in the 50s by Monday. I'm Gary Best, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
There are four more bowl games today. There are five bowl games tomorrow, but oddly enough, there are no bowl games on New Year's Day. Imagine that. We'll talk about the Aggies, of course, playing tomorrow. And last night at the Alamo Dome, 17. That's right, 17 touchdowns in that game. We'll talk about all of that and more coming up in sports.
There goes usual, over a million people expected to gather at New York's Times Square.
Mm-hmm.
For this year's annual ball drop.
Yeah.
Button's going to be pushed by Lady Gaga.
Oh, my gosh. Really?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. Right.
Yeah.
So there you go. Been doing this since 1909, 102 years.
Yeah. There's going to be a special, the Dick Clark deal is going to be kind of special because this is the 40th year that he's done this.
Uh-huh.
So they're going to have highlights, like 40 of the grand highlights over the last 40 years of the New Year's Eve show.
Well, it's called
Happy New Year 1981.
Yeah.
Dick Clark's Rockin' New Year's Eve with Ryan Seacrest.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So,
because we need something else with Ryan Seacrest.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. This is Dick's 38th year on the show.
Oh, okay. Well, the thing I read yesterday said they were celebrating the 40th.
Well,
so
the show is 40th, but remember,
he missed a couple of years because of the stroke, of course. Uh-huh. Yeah, right. Uh-huh.
Back on that first show, Al Green, Helen Reddy, and Three Dog Night were performers.
Wow.
Oh, there you go. And, it used to be called Longacre Square a long time ago before it became Times Square.
Yeah.
So
remember when you and I were growing up, New Year's Eve was always sitting with the folks watching Guy Lombardo. Remember that, Scott?
Oh, yeah. And this band of Canadians or whatever they were called.
That's right. It was Guy Lombardo.
Yeah,
that was how you brought in New Year's Eve.
Now, in Las Vegas, they're expecting 314,000 people. I don't know how they got...
That seems a little precise.
I'm sorry you can't come in. We've already got 314,000 people.
They had 313 last year, so they wanted to up it by 1,000.
Yeah, making it the nation's second largest New Year's Eve. In Las Vegas, their idea of a party is to blast fireworks off the rooftops of 8 different properties on the Strip, the Stratosphere, which hopefully they're steam cleaning inside and out for this, all the way down to the Tropicana. So there you are if you wanted to see some of that. But for the rest of us, well, we'll just have to be...
There's Festivus.
That's right. Yeah. We'll just have to be content with Anderson Cooper and Kathy Griffin co-hosting CNN's coverage.
Yeah, just watch them flirt with each other all night.
Ugh. Okay. And of course, remember that different networks are going to be having marathons of their big shows. Mm-hmm. On AMC, it'll be the Walking Dead marathon. So if you want to catch up with that, get that started at 10 o'clock in the morning on New Year's Eve. BBC America will be showing Top Gear. I don't know what that is. Bravo will show a Real Housewives marathon. A&E, this is the one I think I'm going to capture, Dog the Bounty Hunter marathon.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I hadn't been watching enough Dog the Bounty Hunter.
None of us have, Scott. Yep.
Sci-Fi is going to do Twilight Zone. Spike TV will do the Jaws movies back-to-back.
Oh, really?
Yep.
Really? I saw a great documentary about the making of Jaws last week.
The shark wasn't real.
It was a two-hour deal, and it was really interesting, the background of that movie.
TBS is going to do Big Bang Theory, and Spike TV will show Star Wars.
Yeah.
All right. So there you go. If you want to partake in that, there are people in television who think a lot of themselves. I don't know if you knew that or not.
Really?
Yeah.
Really?
It,
golly,
it happens.
You're saving the biggest headlines for the end of the year.
I know.
Aren't you?
It happens. comes now the story of Henry DiCarlo. Henry DiCarlo is a weather guy. At KTLA in Los Angeles. And quite often what they'll do is they'll send the weather guy out to do an interview or something before he does the weather. you know, a little chit-chat with somebody, and then it's time for the weather.
In the morning show format.
Yes, mm-hmm. Exactly. They'll get out there and do something. Well, things didn't go so well on KTLA with Henry DiCarlo.
Oh, no.
He starts the interview. They edit out the interview because we don't want to listen to that, and then things get... Oh, testy.
Hey, Ginger, thank you very much. We are live this morning at Union Station downtown. I'm with Richard Katz right now, and we'll get to your weather in just a second.
And so they
perfect. Thank you so much for spending time with us. All right, we're going to talk a little weather right now, and we'll get you caught up to date. You know what? It's so interesting. I'm in the communications business, and it seems like there's so little communication. When you send a weatherman out to do the weather, but you're also sending him to do a story, you might want to give him a little extra time.
Huh?
But that's just me. Anyway,
oh my God.
We don't have time for weather, folks. I'm just doing what I'm told, and that was to do an interview. So I'll tell you what. We'll have somebody else handle weather. We'll send it back to you in the studio.
Oh. Wow. Oh. Did Henry DiCarlo just have a fit on live TV?
I don't think he's happy.
Yeah, he's not happy. Wow. Maybe
we'll work on that.
Maybe we'll give him a little cheese to go with that wine out there.
I love how the anchors just tear into it.
Yeah, they did. Yeah. They just threw him under the bus. So you know they get along when the camera's off.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. Well,
yeah. God, you think he got a see me note from the general manager?
Well, not sure. Well, hey, here you go. Got to be happy about this. According to CNET.com, there's a new fee that goes into effect on January the 15th from Verizon.
Oh.
An internal memo leaked yesterday revealed that Verizon plans to charge customers $2 every time you pay your bill online or directly over the phone. That'll go into effect January 15th. Customers who use autopay or pay the bills with electronic check will not be charged. Neither will customers using a standard paper check or money order.
Ah, good.
Howsomever.
Yeah.
There are other fees there as well. Do you know about the shortfall charge that Verizon has?
I don't.
You see.
Is it new?
It's local. No, it's not, as a matter of fact. Local Verizon, that if you don't use $5 worth of long distance, they'll charge you $5 anyway.
Oh, good.
How do you like that? It's called the shortfall charge. $5. So, in other words, you get charged for not making enough long-distance calls every month.
Ah.
Okay. Not using the product, you get charged.
This is regular Verizon.
Yeah.
This isn't Verizon
Wireless.
No.
See how that works, though. Yes. Your local Verizon, if you don't use $5 worth of long-distance, they're going to go ahead and charge you $5.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, but... Who has add-on residential long distance anymore that's not included in the baseline of
the phone? Yeah, they call person to person. Yeah. That's right.
I mean,
I want to talk to Grandma Sue person to person.
Talk fast and loud, by the way.
Yeah.
Hey, apparently they...
Remember you used to use person to person when you went on a trip and you didn't want to pay for it, but you wanted to tell them you got there okay? Remember that?
Tom.
Oh, I can't imagine. Yeah, I want to talk person to person to Betty.
Okay.
Sorry,
she's
not
tell her
here.
Tell her I made it here safe is calling.
Yeah. Okay.
Hello.
Hey, Chase said who has residential long distance? If you do that god-awful bundling plan with anything, it's forced upon you.
Oh, interesting. Okay, so it's part of that deal. All right.
Well, but a lot of those long distance is included. It's included in the cost of the phone line on some of the bundling.
But I say what they're saying is check your local, your Verizon local, to make sure that there's not a shortfall charge.
Mm-hmm.
Look at your bill. And again, if you've looked at your phone bill, there's only about 27 different taxes on there too. If you've noticed that, there's a few, you know, fees for this and fees for that, but you might want to check on that and see. And then there's the story this morning of Rebecca Stillwell from Jacksonville, Florida.
Uh-huh.
Another Florida story. Flew with her husband to Oregon for Christmas, and when she got her credit card bill for the flight, she called to complain because Delta charged her an additional $200 for bringing pets on board. She didn't bring any pets.
Oh.
Delta refused to refund her money, saying that she can't prove that she didn't take her dogs on the plane.
Oh, my goodness. Well, ma'am, you say you didn't take, but there's no way we can prove that you didn't take your dogs
on the plane. Yeah, well, every time I fly, I can't prove I don't have a pet.
Well, this apparently went on for 3 hours on the phone, according to Rebecca. Finally, a supervisor came on, After 3 hours, the supervisor comes on. I think I would have been asking for the supervisor before that.
Yeah, but I don't think Rebecca's very pushy.
No. Supervisor came on, said there was a mix-up with her credit card. Her card number closely matched somebody who did have a pet on board. Uh-huh.
Closely matched?
Yeah.
That's... what? You mean same... like it was just a couple of numbers off?
It had the same number of digits? What? Closely matched.
Gee, you kind of want to get those numbers right, don't you?
Well, one would hope, yeah.
Yeah,
because you'd hate to actually have a charge for something you didn't actually buy or do.
That's when you That's when you ask that supervisor, how would you like it if someone, you know, someone whose credit card number closely matched yours was buying implements of terrorism?
Yeah. There might be a knock on the door in the middle of the night that you hadn't anticipated.
Hi, this is Debbie at Bottom Line Bookkeeping, and yes, we are offering refund anticipation loans. That means you can get your money in as little as 24 hours when you come to Bottom Line. No need to call, just stop by 3501 South Texas Suite 100 in Bryan.
A tax refund administration fee will apply to electronic refund checks, ERC, and electronic refund deposits, ERD. A refund anticipation loan, RAL, may be applied for in addition to an ERC or ERD, and if approved, a finance charge and credit investigation fee will apply. ERCs, ERDs, and RALs are products provided by Republic Bank and Trust Company. Consult with your tax preparer about tax return filing options.
Focus on the Family is brought to you by Doctors James and Maria Childs of Childs Dermatology Clinic. Call 696-4444.
Throw out your razor and forget about tweezing, plucking, and waxing to get rid of unwanted hair. Now you can safely, quickly, and comfortably eliminate embarrassing facial or body hair forever. Using the latest laser technology, our hair removal treatments for men and women will make sure you get to the root of the problem and get rid of that unwanted hair once and for all. Call Childs Dermatology today at 979-696-4444 and discover how our elite MPX laser is superior to all other lasers in destroying unwanted hair permanently.
New Year is upon us, and you know what that means. It's time to make those resolutions. Unfortunately, keeping them is where things get tough. Hi, this is Jim Daly with Focus on the Family. A new year symbolizes a new beginning, so it really is a great time to set resolutions. And if we focus on a few simple steps, we're more likely to achieve our goals and make positive changes in our lives. So if you want to keep your resolutions, strike a balance between challenging yourself and keeping your goals realistic. The decision to lose 50 pounds by the end of January will likely turn into frustration. Also, don't take on too many changes all at once. Giving up television, fatty foods, and caffeine while shooting for 2 hours of exercise each day is not likely to succeed. You're better off directing your energy toward one or maybe two important goals. A second thing to consider is to recognize there's nothing magical about the flip of the calendar. We're all fundamentally the same person on January 1st as we were the day before. So the onset of a new year will carry our willpower only so far. And that's why it's important to get support from your family and friends. By this, I mean more than simply announcing your goals. I'm suggesting you recruit people to come alongside you intentionally. If you don't have the inner discipline to stay on task, being accountable to others can be the key to your success. To help your family thrive, visit FocusOnTheFamily.com. I'm Jim Daly.
I wanted to be in the military since I was a kid.
I served a total of 16 years.
And at 19 years old, that's the first time I ever saw somebody die.
Coming back, I was raging.
I started having pretty horrible nightmares.
I started drinking a lot.
I guess I never recognized it in myself.
It all starts with going to the VA. There's a whole community of veterans that just want to help you out.
It's for the guys who couldn't come back, so you owe it to them to live well. Because they're not here with their families.
Visit MakeTheConnection.net.
The best part of running my small business? Definitely spending hours on payroll.
I like being my own boss, but I love learning about tax codes.
I started this whole restaurant as an excuse to do payroll paperwork.
Ah, the joys of payroll. Hours spent on paperwork that should be spent on your business. That's why over 1 million small business owners use Intuit Payroll. It makes paying employees and filing tax forms quick and easy. See for yourself with a 30-day free trial of Intuit Payroll. Learn more at payroll.com.
Friday morning, everybody. Good morning. I'm Tom Turbeville. Let's take another look at your sports. It's 7:50. It's brought to you by Awards and More. Well, what's been one of the oddest football seasons in A&M history will come to an end tomorrow morning when the Aggies meet Northwestern in the Meineke Car Care Bowl of Texas at Reliance Stadium. It'll be a bittersweet finish for the Aggies seniors, like receiver Jeff Fuller, who talked yesterday about the coach who got him to switch his commitment from Oklahoma to A&M 4 years ago.
You know, I feel real strong about Coach Sermon and the staff that I've been with. I mean, I've gone through three different receiver coaches, and they've all been great. You know, Coach Sermon, you know, has stayed on me. You know, me and him came in together. I mean, he claims I was the first one he called, but, I mean, I don't know if it was me or Cyrus. We always joke about that. You know, he helped me kind of develop into the player that I am. Every single year he stays on me and, you know, progressed. And, you know, it's really sad to, you know, see him leave. But, you know, I think everybody's going to be all right, going to be able to progress and move forward.
Fuller made another big decision a year ago when he did not go pro and stayed for his senior year. He says he does not regret that choice.
You know, I came in, you know, with these players, me and Coach Sermon, a lot of the coaches who are still here, Coach Rossley, we all came in here, Coach Cassidy, we all came in here together, and, you know, we're leaving together, and, you know, I kind of want to go out with a bang and, you know, have a good, you know, last few days with the program.
Aggies and Northwestern play for the first time, and it's A&M's first time at Reliance Stadium. How about Northwestern? Interim coach Tim DeRuiter.
Well, they put a lot of stress on you. As I look at their offense, they've got a senior quarterback who's, you know, led the Big Ten in passing, but he's extremely athletic. They do a great job with their spread stuff. They're going to formation you. They're going to get in balanced. They've got some really good senior playmakers on the outside. So they put a lot of stress on you. And then defensively, Coach Hankwitz does a great job, you know, schematically and just fundamentally teaching those guys defense. They play extremely hard, and they are very sound in what they do. So they present a lot of challenges that we've got to play well to be able to do what we want to do come the week on Saturday.
Yeah, that's former A&M defensive coordinator Mike Hankwitz he was talking about, who's the defensive coordinator at Northwestern now. Kickoff a little after 11 a.m., and we will start our broadcast tomorrow at 10 a.m. And tonight from 7 to 9, Dave South will host a special Meineke Car Care Bowl preview show. We'll have it right here on 1620. What a game it was last night at the Alamo Dome, the Alamo Bowl. Did you miss it? Baylor beats Washington 67-56. You heard that score right. 17 touchdowns, just one field goal. In the second quarter alone, the Huskies scored four TDs to rally from 14 points down to 14 points up. But the Bears got six touchdowns in the second half, Washington just three. And the Bears get just their second ever 10-win season. Heisman Trophy winner Robert Griffin had his ups and downs in the game. He was sacked three times, threw just for one TD, but he ran for one TD on a remarkable 24-yard run. Terrence Gannaway rushed for 200 yards for Baylor and five touchdowns, including an 89-yarder in the third quarter. And, yes, it was an all-time postseason College Bowl record for combined points in regulation and for combined total offense, 1,397 yards. In comebacks, the earlier bowl game, Florida State came back from 14 down in the second half to beat Notre Dame 18-14 in the Champs Sports Bowls. There are four bowl games today starting at 11 a.m. The news from Reed Arena last night wasn't so much the win over Arkansas Tech 76-58, but rather the Aggie freshman Jamal Branch, who was not on the bench and will not be back. After the game, Coach Billy Kennedy made the surprising announcement that Branch, a backup point guard with lots of potential, had decided to leave the team and to transfer.
Jamal Branch and his father decided to look at some other options and transfer today, and we wish him the best. We found out officially today, so this afternoon. That's all the information I really have at this point I really can comment on.
Branch had been averaging nearly 19 minutes a game and had played in all 11 A&M games this year. As for last night's final non-conference game of the year, the Aggies let the Wonder Boys stick around for about 8 minutes before they turned a one-point lead to a 12-point lead with a 15-4 run near the end of the first half. A&M led by as many as 26, four in double figures for A&M. Elston Turner had 19. A&M makes a giant leap in competition as they open Big 12 play Monday night in Waco, facing 13-0 and 6th-ranked Baylor. 10th-ranked A&M women will be back on the court tonight after 12 days off. The Aggies welcome McNeese State to Reed Arena. A&M started its historic NCAA tournament run last March with a 40-point win over the Cowgirls in Shreveport. It's A&M's final non-conference game, tips at 7. You can hear it over on 1150 AM The Zone. A&M will open Big 12 play next Wednesday at Kansas State. And a Crosstown Showdown at 1:30 today at Tiger Gym. The McDonald's All-Star Girls Basketball Tournament Championship. A&M Consolidated versus Rutter at 1:30. Both teams won their fourth games of the tournament yesterday. Rutter beating Victoria East by 20 points. And Consol getting a buzzer-beater layup from Blair Schaefer to beat Rockwall 46-44. A&M Consolidated boys team bring home the trophy from the Austin Westlake tournament with close wins yesterday over San Antonio Wagner and Clear Lake. And in the NBA last night, Houston walloped San Antonio 105-85, and the NBA champion Dallas Mavericks are now 0-3. Oklahoma City Thunder beat them 104-102. Kevin Durant hit the three-pointer to win it. And that's your look at sports. Good morning. I'm Tom Turbeville for awards and more at 7:56. This is News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Everybody needs their name on something, and Awards & More Custom Awards and Promotional Products can put it there. Your business needs custom awards to recognize your employees. Or maybe you need trophies, plaques, and awards for Little League soccer, football, or basketball teams. Awards & More can do it all. If your church or school organization needs t-shirts, Awards & More will custom design the perfect t-shirt for you. Remember, everybody needs their name on something. Visit awardsandmoreinc.com or call 696-3886 today.
There's a big sale at Half Price Books.
Hurry to Half Price Books' biggest sale of the season. The extra 20% off everything sale going on now. But it all ends Friday, so don't miss it. Find out more at hpb.com.
It's a big sale at Half Price Books.
Join the Texas A&M Health Science Center for academic convocation Friday, January 20th at 2 o'clock at Rutter Auditorium. We'll look at the opportunities ahead and recognize those who have made our institution a leader in healthcare, science, and research. We'll also honor Dr. Nancy W. Dickey's 10-year anniversary as president and enjoy food and dancing at a celebration gala that evening at Miramont Country Club. For information, call 436-9120.
Couple of minutes till News Talk 1620 WTAW. You know, the president is vacationing in Hawaii.
Really?
Really? Is his family along?
Yeah. Michelle went out early.
I thought they carpooled.
No, Michelle went out early.
They carpool.
Yeah. Yeah. They've got enough extra planes.
Yeah. Can't they take a ferry across?
Story in the New York Times earlier this week kind of talking about this president and how he's a little different. He just made a trip up to Manchester, New Hampshire last Tuesday week ago. Took no members of the New Hampshire delegation, congressional delegation, with him.
Really?
And that's one of the things that presidents do. You know, they'll have members of that state, the congressional delegation of his party, get on the plane and fly with him kind of as a perk. But apparently this guy is different. Typically, he doesn't go to Camp David hardly at all.
Really?
Yep.
Yeah.
Which is, you know, where...
Can we put that in the rental pool then?
You know,
make a little money or something?
Weekends available at Camp David.
Yeah.
Go ahead and do that.
Make it a timeshare, you know? Yeah.
While he does sometimes offer a free ride on Air Force One to a senator or a member of Congress, more often than not, he keeps Congress and official Washington at arm's length, spending downtime with small and ever-shrinking inner circle of aides and old friends.
Is it any wonder he gets along with Congress so swimmingly?
Not what you'd call outreach. For example... This week, Mr. Obama ensconced in a protective bubble of Secret Service while he was out with Outside the Beltway friends. What he likes to do at night is watch television or play.
I was about to expire.
The president is waiting on you.
Would you like to remind him?
Yeah. About 70 for a high temperature today and tomorrow, low tonight, and tomorrow will be right around 48 or so. Right now it's 44. It's 8 o'clock, WTAW, College Station, Bryan.
Fox News Radio, I'm Dave Anthony. It's a message a lot of Iowa Republicans like.
They overtax and overregulate. We need to get them out of the way and let you run your own life.
So with Ron Paul atop the polls, along with Mitt Romney.
I will make America strong again.
The other candidates have 4 days before the caucuses to catch up. Fox News Radio's Rich Johnson, live in Des Moines.
And Dave, Newt Gingrich up very early today, preaching bipartisanship to a Rotary Club chapter here in Des Moines.
In 1981, as a junior congressman, I helped Ronald Reagan. Chip O'Neill was Speaker of the House. If you're going to pass the Reagan program, you've got to get a third of the Democrats. So we did.
Meanwhile, the Gingrich campaign's thinking about joining the Perry campaign in a lawsuit over being denied a spot on the ballot in Virginia. Only Ron Paul and Mitt Romney submitted enough signatures to be on that Virginia primary ballot coming up in March, Dave.
Rich, the Occupy anti-Wall Street crowd is also in Iowa.
Now our demands are met.
They protested outside Ron Paul's headquarters. Five were arrested. A dozen others were taken into custody protesting outside Democrat headquarters in Des Moines. There are more protests, and there's fresh violence in Syria today. Fox News Radio's Alistair Wanklin monitoring live from London.
Activists reporting deadly fire by government troops in at least two towns in Syria today. The targets protesters had gathered after Muslim Friday prayers. They say the violence has left around 130 people dead since Arab League peace observers began inspections in Syria this week. Meanwhile, Russia today apparently distancing itself further from its ally, Syria's government, calling those inspections satisfying. Dave?
Alistair, a fire that had been burning aboard a Russian nuclear submarine is now out. Some crew members were hospitalized because of inhaling toxic fumes. Russia says there's been no radiation leak. Two doctors accused of performing late-term abortions in Maryland have been arrested and charged with murder. One case involved a woman critically injured during the abortion. Fox News Radio, fair and balanced.
Norm Miller here, chairman of Interstate Batteries. Now, I don't mean to brag, but I recently learned auto technicians prefer Interstate batteries 5-to-1 over any other battery. Oh, who am I kidding? Of course I mean to brag. 5-to-1? That's a landslide. All right, I'm done bragging. To find the dealer near you that prefers us, head to interstatebatteries.com. Interstate batteries, outrageously dependable. And that's not bragging, it's just the truth.
Well, I'm a salesman, and I'm on my feet all day long, so comfort's really important to me. That's why I tried the ProFoot 2-ounce Miracle insoles.
Only the 2-ounce Miracle is made with custom-forming VitaFoam to keep your feet steady and comfortable. The ProFoot 2-ounce Miracle insoles conform to the unique shape of your feet, just like custom orthotics. Plus, they cushion and support your feet for amazing comfort.
What a huge difference they make. It's really a miracle.
Try the ProFoot 2-ounce Miracle insole, available at Walgreens, Rite Aid, and other fine stores.
The seasons are changing, and so are the specials at Rattler's Convenience Stores. Need a quick breakfast? Grab any pastry with Rattler's in-store 25 cent off coupon and get on your way. Thirsty? Buy any 2 2-liter sodas and get one free. A little cold beer for all the games? Then you'll love the $19.99 a case prize for all the Bud, Miller, and Coors family of beers. Rattler's Convenience Stores. Friendly, clean, Texan.
It's the new year at Normandy Tractor with the largest Kubota rebates ever. Zero down payment, 0% financing, free delivery, trade-in opportunities, and a 3-year warranty. You just can't go wrong at Normandy Tractor. Buy a new Kubota L3200 DT 4-wheel drive 32-horsepower tractor now with a Kubota front-end loader, 5-foot pasture shredder, and 5-foot box blade for only $15,249 cash, or finance it for only $217 per month. Be sure to check out the new Kubota MX5100F 52-horsepower tractor with Kubota front-end loader, only $18,795 or $263 a month. At Normandy Tractor, you'll find the biggest end-of-the-season inventory reduction sale on all Kubota riding lawnmowers. For the largest selection and guaranteed best prices on all your Kubota tractor and utility vehicle needs, buy from Normandy Tractor, Highway 39 at OSR in Normandy, Texas. And remember, nobody beats Normandy Tractor. Nobody.
Press 1 if you are having trouble posting a job to our online job site.
Okay.
Press 5 if you're calling between 9 and 10 a.m. on a Wednesday or Tuesday. 6 for all other times except Thursday.
We're AggielandHelpWanted.com, the job site where you can talk to an actual living customer service person whenever you need.
You are the next caller in line.
Okay, all right.
Goodbye.
Ugh. AggielandHelpWanted.com. Long name, amazing results.
Wait! Stop the countdown! The new year can't begin until we sell all remaining 2011s at Sterling Auto Group. All remaining 2011 inventory must go to avoid huge expenses next year. Get the lowest price of the year on every new vehicle in stock. Plus, Sterling Auto wants your trade, even if you owe thousands more than it's worth. And only Sterling wants to approve your credit today, even if it's less than perfect. Plus, get huge savings on all 2012 models, like the award-winning 2012 Kia Optima with zero down, just $229 per month. We have the area's best selection of quality pre-owned vehicles, like a 2011 2011 Chevy Aveo with zero down, just $169 per month. Get up to $10,000 off all remaining 2011 GMC Sierras, or get 0% APR for 72 months. Sterling Auto Group, we make it easy. 205 North Earl Runner Freeway in Bryan. Call 979-846-5555 or click sterlingautogroup.net. On select vehicles with approved credit, 36-month lease with zero due at signing, plus TT&L and fees. Zero APR, $1389 per thousand finance, all incentives to dealer.
WTAW News Time is 8:06, 47 degrees right now at the studios. Sunshine today with a high of about 70. Yesterday we didn't have fog in the forecast and had a good share of it. This morning it's in the forecast, but not so much of it out there. Well, again, we'll take a look at your forecast after the news. Brought to you by Merry Maids. This year, leave the holiday house cleaning to Merry Maids. Call now to request your holiday cleaning, 595-1111, or go to merrymaids.com. Good morning. I'm Chase Murphy. The Texas A&M football team plays its last game of the season this Saturday, but many are already looking ahead to next year. Now that the conference schedule has been released, it's meant plenty of attention at the Convention and Visitors Bureau.
SEC teams are notorious for being very fanatical about their school, similar to the way we are about A&M. So they tend to travel, and so from a visitor's perspective, we're excited to see the new influx of people coming in.
Executive Director Shannon Overby says within 24 hours of the schedule being released, most hotels are already booked for the LSU and Florida games. The new year could bring a new hotel to College Station. This month's city council meeting included approval of rezoning land on Texas between the Hampton Inn and Applebee's. The city's Jason Schubert says about 2 acres of concrete slabs and vacant fourplexes will be cleared out.
It is proposed to be a 4 to 6 story hotel, and also would seek to consolidate these four lots and develop it into one lot.
Since getting new zoning, owners of the Home 2 Suites have not yet asked City Hall for permits to begin redevelopment. Now, down the street, owners of the Plaza have not requested permits to repair that property either. When classes resume at College Hills Elementary School in College Station, parents will discover a new no-parking zone. Deputy Superintendent Clark Ely was among those asking City Council for the new restrictions.
Most of our parents at College Hills Elementary do use the drop-off loop, but located off of Francis. We do have 670 students at that school. We do have some, though, who have chosen to continue to park and walk their kids to class, because if you look at the site, it is closer to Gilchrist than it is to Francis, so we do understand that. It is our hope that only allowing parking on the north side of the street will dissuade folks from parking on the south side.
Council voted to ban parking along the south side of Gilchrist from James to Munson. So much attention has been placed in Washington on budget battles that little publicity is getting out about how the U.S. is addressing worldwide terrorism. The director of A&M Center for Homeland Security, Dave McIntyre, says America's military and intelligence branches have never operated this close before.
The primary war maker for the United States today is the CIA. I mean, we have the leading general in the United States, Petraeus, heading the CIA. And we have the former leader of the CIA, heading the Department of Defense, providing all the resources. We're at war in a number of places in Africa. We're at war with the countries that we're training. That means it's not an open declaration of war. Our Congress is not, not everybody has the clearance even to have access to what's going on. This bothers me greatly.
A full review from McIntyre can be heard on our website. Just go to the interview page of WTAW.com. A family friend says a man authorities say killed 6 family members before turning the gun on himself Christmas Day didn't like that his estranged wife was doing well. The relative spoke at a news conference Thursday afternoon following the private burial of the 6 victims. 56-year-old Aziz Yazdanpanawa, who had marital and financial problems, killed his estranged wife, their 2 teenage children, his wife's sister, his brother-in-law, and his niece before turning the gun on himself. That all happened Christmas Day at an apartment in Grapevine. It's never a good idea to drink and drive, and AAA's running its Tipsy Toe program again this weekend to help out.
People who find themselves having too much to drink can call 1-800-AAA-HELP any place in the state. And AAA's Sarah Schimmer says they'll send a tow truck to bring you and your car home.
Tipsy Toe is available to all members of the public, not just AAA members.
She says a main reason why people drive drunk is they're afraid of leaving their car behind if they take a cab. AAA won't take you to another bar, they won't transport more than 2 people in a trip, and they won't provide roadside maintenance during a Tipsy Toe run. In San Antonio, Jim Forsyth, TSN News.
And the Texas A&M football players aren't the only ones with bragging rights on the line this weekend at their bowl game against Northwestern. College Station Mayor Nancy Berry has placed a friendly wager with Evanston, Illinois Mayor Elizabeth Tisdale on the outcome of the bowl game. So what exactly is on the line for College Station?
We are putting up prime rib roast and Aggie brand beef jerky from A&M's Rosenthal Meat and Science Technology Center.
But if the Aggies beat the Wildcats, Barry and the College Station City Council will receive a famous rib dinner from Heckey's Barbecue in Evanston. WTAW News Time is 8:10, 48 degrees right now. The news is brought to you by Merry Maids. More news coming up at 8:30 or 24 hours a day at WTAW.com. I'm Chase Murphy, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Throw out your razor and forget about tweezing, plucking, and waxing to get rid of unwanted hair. Now you can safely, quickly, and comfortably eliminate embarrassing facial or body hair forever. Using the latest laser technology, our hair removal treatments for men and women will make sure you get to the root of the problem and get rid of that unwanted hair once and for all. Call Child's Dermatology today at 979-696-4444 and discover how our elite MPX laser is superior to all other lasers in destroying unwanted hair permanently.
You work long, hard hours, and it's difficult to find time to clean up around the house. Relax, because with Merry Maids, it's done. There's nothing like opening your door after a long day at work to see a clean Merry Maids home. Your entire house is spotless, and you didn't even lift a finger. Merry Maids sends professionally trained, screened, and bonded professionals to your home so you can trust everything is safe and secure. Voted best of the Brazos Valley for the last 4 years. Call Merry Maids at 979-595-1111. That's 979-595-1111. Merry Maids. Relax. It's done.
News Talk 1620 WTAW. Let's check some weather. It's brought to you by United Roofing.
For today, we'll become partly to mostly sunny, so it's going to turn out to be a nice day, especially so this afternoon with high temperatures back up to 65 to 70, and then some occasional clouds around during tonight, low temperature 45 to 50. Becoming partly sunny and fairly warm on Saturday, temperature upper 60s to low 70s, down to around 50 on New Year's Eve with fair skies, and New Year's Day partly sunny and a bit cooler. High temperature, lower 60s. I'm Gary Best, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
And again, they missed the fog. I mean, is it that difficult? I thought they'd get the fog right, but they didn't. Most of us not working this morning. Colin has to work this morning. Colin Kelly, how are you, Colin?
I'm doing fine, Scott. How are you?
Change microphones with me. Yeah, let's go over there. That one. That one sounds better. That's good. Yeah. Anyway, you drew the short straw. You're in. Are the offices open this morning in the city of College Station?
The offices are open. We actually will be closed again on Monday.
Yeah.
And sanitation will run normally.
Oh, poor guys in the garbage.
We actually just got this Monday off, and we've been in the rest of the week. So.
We're housekeeping in here, so we're just doing that. So. What did you think about the football? Did you watch the football game last night?
I did. That was one of the most entertaining games I've ever seen. That was unbelievable.
I gave it up. I didn't even watch. I mean, I saw a little bit of that. I said, well, it looks like Baylor's, they've now won, 31 athletic contests since October? They're two basketball teams and their football team.
Yeah, the Bears are having a good year, that's for sure. Yeah. They reached 10 wins in football for only the second time ever.
Wow. So let's see. Today it's Brigham Young and Tulsa in the Bell Helicopter Armed Forces Bowl.
Oh yeah, you didn't do that in the 6 o'clock.
I didn't. Well, and where are they? That's at the old Cotton Bowl, isn't it?
No. It's supposed to be in Fort Worth.
Oh, that is. That is the one at the old Cotton Bowl.
No, that's the Ticket City Bowl. It's the old Cotton Bowl.
Oh. Okay.
This one's at Ford Stadium in Dallas because Eamon Carter is still under renovation.
Oh. But it's supposed to. It'll go back to the. New and improved Eamon Carter next year?
Correct.
Okay. Which used to be a great stadium to watch a ball game in. Tom and I remember
it
that.
It did. Yeah. One of the highest press boxes we ever went to.
Nobody would ever go to the games. I mean, that's what made part. It's kind of like Rice Stadium. It's a great stadium, and nobody would ever go there to watch the game, so it was perfect.
Yeah.
Yeah, it worked out well. So we got Brigham Young and Tulsa, huh? Who are we taking in that?
Hmm.
I think you
BYU.
Yeah, or don't care.
Check the weather in Manhattan or in Brooklyn, would you? Would you check the weather in Brooklyn, New York this
for
morning?
For the Ticket City Bowl?
No, excuse me, for the
Pinstripe, New Era Pinstripe
Bowl.
Yeah,
exactly.
Because that's where
the
Aggies, could have been sent.
Yeah, that's right. They could have been there.
That's right.
And they might have been. And the tickets, I think, were like $151 each.
Uh-huh.
So they kick off at 2:30 today.
Sunshine today with a high of about 53.
Oh, not bad.
Oh, that's pretty good. Yeah,
30%
yeah.
chance of showers tonight with a low of 45.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah. Better them than us. Okay. And then, but tomorrow now, what time's the Aggie game kickoff? 11 o'clock?
11 o something.
Yeah, 11 o something.
Yeah, right.
Okay.
Right, pregame at 10 o'clock right here on 1620. WTAW.
Okay. All right. Okay. What'd you bring us this morning?
Well, as I mentioned, city offices will be closed Monday, but sanitation will be running.
Right.
And we also have a deadline coming up if you're interested in applying for Citizens University. Ah. The deadline is Tuesday for that, Tuesday, January 3rd. And you can register online or you can call us at the Public Information Office at 764-3516 and talk to Lacey Lively. The courses actually begin on January 23rd, and they run through April 2nd. So if you want to know how your city works and who works it,
yeah,
it's a great opportunity for you. A lot of people who have graduated from these courses have gone on to be on citizen committees and mm-hmm. boards, and several of them have gotten elected to city council.
Well, and the other thing is you need to make a commitment if you're going to do this, right? I mean, you need to make sure that you make all the meetings because it's a limited class size, and it's important that you do that.
That's right. It's limited to 24 students, yeah. and they select those from the applicant pool. So okay. just because you apply doesn't necessarily mean you're going to get in, but if they have more than 24 applicants, it's kind of a process after that.
Okay, but that's it. And as you say, you can find out a little bit about what goes on behind the scenes to run the city. What else?
Okay, also on January 3rd, this Tuesday, registration for youth and adult team tennis begins, and the first session starts on January 16th. You don't have to be a College Station resident to play youth or adult team tennis. And for more information, you can visit cstx.gov/sports or contact the Parks and Recreation Department at 764-3486.
Okay, there we go. And that's what's going on to get the new year started. And now you're telling us, we were discussing the bet with Evanston, Indiana over the bowl game. When the Aggies win, we got to go up and pick up the prize?
That was my understanding, unless something has changed.
Okay. And likewise, if they win, they got to come down here.
No,
right?
I think we can mail the jerky to them. But
wow!
But we're not going to have to worry about that.
Okay. Well, because I mean, we looked at the website and it said that they had a price for ribs, but they were uncooked. I mean, they're not going to be giving us raw food, are they?
I don't know. The mayor, she's pretty mean sometimes. She can probably eat it.
That's not.
Yeah.
I like that.
Very nice.
We got that recorded,
though.
She's
in town, so.
Yeah. Okay. Well, no, it's okay. It's captured. It'll be on the internet forever.
Yeah.
Colin Killian in this morning from the city of College Station. Thanks a lot, man.
You bet.
All right. Visit the folks from College Station on Fridays on Newstalk 1620.
Sears lowers the hammer. This is the Dow Jones Money Report. I'm Marcy Norton. Sears has identified 79 of the stores it plans to close next year after disappointing holiday sales. The closures affect 25 states, but Florida will lose the most at 11, followed by 6 each for Ohio, Michigan, and Georgia. The Northeast won't see many closures. About half the closing stores are Kmart locations. Stock futures are pointing higher as the market strives to end the year on an up note. NASDAQ futures are up 1 point, S&P futures ahead by almost 2 points. You're happy if you own stock in McDonald's this year. The chain's on pace to become the biggest winner among Dow industrial stocks, up 31% of the year as of yesterday. Other winners include IBM, Pfizer, Home Depot, and Kraft. The biggest loser on the Dow was Bank of America, down 59%, followed by Alcoa and Hewlett-Packard. I'm Marcy Norton with the Dow Jones Money Report.
E-discovery laws and government regulations require that certain businesses save electronic communication, namely emails, or face potential fines. Barracuda Networks, the world leader in content security, application delivery, and data protection, with more than 130,000 customers worldwide, can help. The Barracuda Message Archiver indexes and preserves all email communication while enforcing policies for regulatory compliance. Save email. Avoid penalties. Visit Barracuda.com/archiver to try the Barracuda Message Archiver free for 30 days. That's Barracuda.com/archiver.
Congratulations, the job is yours. It felt good to say those words when I hired my first employee, but it was soon followed by, how does a single paycheck generate a mountain of paperwork? Then Lyle, my accountant, said, let's just get Intuit Payroll. It'll make both our lives easier. So I got Intuit Payroll, and now I pay my employees and file tax forms in just a few minutes. And Lyle says things like, you are the payroll queen.
Get a 30-day free trial and learn why over 1 million small businesses use Intuit Payroll at payroll.com.
It's the new year at Normandy Tractor with the largest Kubota rebates ever.
Zero down payment, 0% financing, free delivery, trade-in opportunities, and a 3-year warranty. You just can't go wrong at Normandy Tractor. Buy a new Kubota L3200 DT four-wheel drive, 32-horsepower tractor now with a Kubota front-end loader, 5-foot pasture shredder, and 5-foot box blade for only $15,249 cash, or finance it for only $217 per month. Be sure to check out the new Kubota MX5100F. 52-horsepower tractor with Kubota front-end loader, only $18,795 or $263 a month. At Normandy Tractor, you'll find the biggest end-of-the-season inventory reduction sale on all Kubota riding lawnmowers. For the largest selection and guaranteed best prices on all your Kubota tractor and utility vehicle needs, buy from Normandy Tractor, Highway 39 at OSR in Normandy, Texas. And remember, nobody beats Normandy Tractor. Nobody.
Hello, everybody. This is Chaz Allen with Little Known Facts. You know, there's been some great stories passed down through the years, but some of the best have never been told. Now, I'll be back in just a minute with one that just might surprise you.
It's the holidays, and that means some pretty delicious food being passed around that we don't normally get to eat the rest of the year. So how are you going to enjoy the holidays if you have to watch every calorie you put in your mouth, right? Well, I've got the answer. Active 8 Fat Blocker and Carb Blocker. The fat and carb blockers are on duty preventing your body from digesting much of those holiday delights so that it just doesn't turn to fat. It works beautifully. Now, it's made from the highest quality all-natural ingredients and made right here in America in an FDA-approved lab. Couldn't be safer or more effective, and costs less than a cheap dinner out for the evening. Enjoy the holidays this year, including the food. Activate fat and carb blockers only at myactivate.com. You can call them toll-free, 800-465-4411. That's 800-465-4411 or myactivate.com.
Henry, well, he always did have a reputation as a hothead. So when he lost his temper and started ranting and raving, it really didn't surprise anyone. But when he pulled out a gun and pointed it at Tom Benton, well, some other people had to jump in and stop what may well have been a real problem. Fortunately, others did indeed jump in and no one was hurt. But darned if the same thing didn't happen when Preston Brooks got mad at Charlie Sumner for picking on one of Sumner's relatives, one Andy Butler, and started attacking Sumner with his cane. Nearly beat him senseless before anyone could stop him. Now, according to sociologists, violence in our society has become a real problem. But they are wrong that it has become a problem. As any historian will tell you in no uncertain terms, violence has always been a problem in this country. Strangely, it's one of the hazards of a free society. When you have a climate where people are allowed to speak and act freely, well, they're going to make others mad. And in doing so, they may become victims of an attack. Now, I know that happened when Ben Tillman said something that angered John McLaren. John took offense and ran back over to Tillman and punched him in the eye. Well, Ben was not one to back down, so he punched John right back in the nose, and the fight was on. Violence in society has been and is going to be a problem, I guess, so I guess we should all be glad that we have laws and a good police force to not only keep the peace, but to catch those who perpetrate the violence, and a good court system to make the violators pay for such acts. And those laws are, of course, made by our duly elected legislators in Washington. We look to them to make the rules and regulations to keep us safe and yet not restrict our constitutional freedoms. After all, no one should be harmed or beaten just for their beliefs. So I'm glad that we have those good folks in Washington to make the laws and keep us safe, so we don't have to worry about the likes of John McLaren or Ben Tillman or Tom Benton. Oh, wait a minute. Maybe we do. Guns, knives, sticks, weapons. It's a little-known fact that everyone I just mentioned did commit those violent acts and did them in a most unusual place, where they work. Yes, those were all colleagues in one place, the place that makes the laws that keeps us safe, the United States Senate.
Can you see clearly while driving? If your vision is hindered by chips and cracks in your windshield, come see Acme Glass today at either one of our two locations. Or if time won't allow, Acme Glass can come to you with their mobile on-site installation. Acme Glass also offers state inspections and free chip repair and lifetime warranty on your windshield purchased from Acme. With over 60 years of service in the Brazos Valley, that's Acme Glass.
If you're a male over 30 years of age, then you need to hear this. Do you feel like you're physically over the hill? When you hit the gym, do you get fatigued quickly and find you're still gaining weight every year? Like your age is catching up with you? Complete Nutrition's got the solution. Charger. Charger is a safe and effective formula that replenishes your body's natural testosterone levels back to when you were peaking physically. The result is less fat around your core, more stamina, and an increase in your sex drive. For guys over 30, Charger can be one of the most powerful tools for enhancing and extending your overall quality of life. So if you want to naturally and effectively lean up, lose the gut, and get more stamina than you've had in years, take charge with Charger. Find Complete Nutrition in the Bed Bath & Beyond Shopping Center next to Panda Express or call 979-703-7987. Complete Nutrition.
2011 has been a great year for Texas A&M University, and the many badges of honor from this year were listed recently by the A&M News and Information Office in TAMU Times, so thanks to them for this information. Just a few of the accomplishments: A&M's fall enrollment approached the 50,000 milestone, with the official 20th class day total being a record 49,861, placing A&M among the top six institutions nationally in student body size. Also, the Texas A&M Corps Cadets reported the fall strength of 2,218. That's the highest in the past 14 years, boosted by the largest number of freshmen since 1987. Once again, Texas A&M ranks among the top 10 institutions in enrollment of new National Merit Scholars, 177 this past fall, bringing the total number of National Merit Scholars currently on campus to about 500. Bianca Monago was one of the many individual students with outstanding accomplishment, selected both as a finalist for the prestigious Rhodes Scholarship and as an alternate for the Marshall Scholarship. Texas A&M fared well in a recent New York Times listing of what business leaders worldwide say are the top institutions from which they recruit. Texas A&M placed eighth among public U.S. universities and first among all public or private universities in the Southwest or the Deep South. In research, the university's annual investment in research totaled a record $689 million, which placed it among the top 20 institutions nationally, and according to the National Science Foundation, and third among all universities that do not have medical schools within their administrative frameworks. Facilities: the institution opened new facilities for its agricultural and engineering programs, along with the expanded and renovated YMCA building. Also a new facility for the National Center of Therapeutics Manufacturing. Several other facilities are in varying stages of construction or major expansion and renovation. Of course, that includes the Memorial Student Center, which is set to open on Muster Day, April 21st, 2012. Also, a new five-story building for the College of Liberal Arts, additional facilities for the Department of Health and Kinesiology, including giving the university its first indoor tennis capabilities. Some other activities in 2011, they produced more than 11,000 graduates. Also a big jump in social media. The university now has more than 300,000 Facebook friends and almost 25,000 Twitter followers. A&M also launched the Aggie-owned and operated program to provide support for more than 200,000 former students who are currently in the workforce, many of whom are proving themselves to be entrepreneurs. And, of course, the initiation of the new email newsletter where we got all this information, TAMU Times, which has institutional news and information distributed twice weekly to more than 50,000 Aggies and others. So congratulations to Texas A&M for a banner 2011. I'm Tom Turbeville. This is Bravo Brazos Valley. Happy New Year, everyone. Brought to you by Meesan Associates.
If you are in need of legal services, please consider calling Meesan Associates Attorneys at Law. Meesan Associates, an involved community partner. Meesan Associates, attorneys who care about helping you and helping our community. Call us at 846-9608. Licensed by the State Bar of Texas, not certified by the Texas Board of Legal Specialization. Meesan Associates, Attorneys at Law, 846-9608.
Brad Hildebrand from Hilco Metal Roofing.
Hilco Metal Roofing has been locally owned and servicing the Brazos Valley since 1998, and we're very excited to be in a new location on Highway 6 in Navasota. Of course, Hilco Roofing is still your source for residential metal roofing, but we now offer a full line of metal products, such as steel, pipe, and pre-engineered building packages. Hilco invites you to stop by and see us. We have experienced, friendly staff ready to help you with that new carport, metal roof, or storage building you've always wanted. And since we're the manufacturer, we will save you money. We have a state-of-the-art trim shop with quick turnaround on metal building and roofing components, and we offer fast, friendly hometown service the large chains can't provide. For a free custom building or material quote, stop by and see us at Hilco Metal Roofing and Building Supply, 2 miles south of Navasota on Highway 6, or give us a call at 936-825-0500. That's 936-825-0500. We're open Saturdays till noon for your convenience. Hilco Metal Roofing and Building Supply.
WTNW News Time is 8:31. It's 48 degrees right now at the studio. Sunshine today with a high of about 70. We'll take a look at your forecast after this final look at news for the morning. Brought to you by Polaris Fun Center on Texas Avenue, just north of Villa Maria and Bryan. They sell fun, not tractors. Good morning. I'm Chase Murphy. The release of next year's Southeastern Conference football schedule has meant lots of local hotel reservations. BCS Convention and Visitors Bureau Director Shannon Overby says it took no time at all for hotels to hear from Aggies and fans of visiting schools.
Many sold out in less than a 24-hour period. So for Florida and LSU, for sure, Missouri is filling up, as is McNeese State.
Overby says while she's sad to be leaving relationships with other Big 12 cities, she's excited about the fanatical fans of the SEC schools coming to town next year. Another hotel is coming to College Station. That's after City Council approved rezoning 2 acres on Texas Avenue between Applebee's and the Hampton Inn. Jim Ross of the Planning and Zoning Commission says the advisory body gave a unanimous recommendation.
We look real forward to redevelopment of this property and more property in this area. I think we can all say that.
Vacant fourplexes will be demolished and will be replaced with a 4- to 6-story building that will also include a 600-square-foot meeting room. Timing of the redevelopment is not known since owners of the Home to Suites property have not sought required permits. Nearby at the plaza, there's also been no movement to repair that property, which has been closed for the better part of 2 years. Business at the last College Station City Council meeting included a parking ban near College Hills Elementary School. Traffic engineer Troy Rother says a neighborhood meeting was held following requests from residents and the school district.
The only opposition I heard was from between Walton and James. In that section, the residents that were there all wanted parking removed in this area that's identified. After the meeting, I got a call from a resident that voiced concern with having the parking removed, but that was the only one.
The new no parking zone is along the south side of Gilchrist from Munson to James. While Washington politicians continue to make noise over the budget, there's diminishing attention to America's participation in wars worldwide. The director of A&M Center for Homeland Security, Dave McIntyre, is troubled about the combination of the military and CIA in undeclared wars.
The CIA is working with the Department of Defense in ways that no one would have anticipated a couple of years ago. Their success is very high. So a lot of good things are going well. The central question is, are we qualified? Do we have the capability to deal with the complexity of the modern world? And I'm just not sure we yet understand the complexity of what's up against us. And if I have a single concern, it's that our citizens, our legislators, our political leaders just don't have a grasp on how difficult the modern challenges are.
You can go to our website, WTAW.com, check out the interview page, and hear McIntyre's review of terrorism activity worldwide. Texas gas prices are on the rise again.
This statewide big city average rose 4 cents over the week. Energy analyst Phil Flynn tells us why.
We saw a big surge in gasoline demand last week. It looks like everybody, you know, went over the river and through the woods to grandmother's house, and we saw one of the biggest increases in gasoline demand that we've seen in some time.
He says on top of that, oil spiked above $100 a barrel on Iranian fears. And he says the good news is oil has come down, so maybe we'll get a little relief at the pump next week. Barbara Schwartz, TSN News.
College Station Mayor Nancy Berry and the City Council may be in for a treat after A&M's bowl game on Saturday. The mayor placed a friendly bet with Evanston, Illinois Mayor Elizabeth Tisdale on the outcome of the game against Northwestern. If A&M wins,
they are putting up supposedly the world's finest ribs from Heckey's Barbecue if Northwestern loses.
But if the Wildcats are victorious, Mayor Berry says she's bet a prime rib roast and a supply of Texas Aggie brand beef jerky from the university's Rosenthal Meat Science and Technology Center. And the first list of Sears stores that are closing, Sears and Kmart stores that are closing, has been released, and Texas as a whole has dodged the bullet. The hardest hit state is Florida, with 11 combined Sears and Kmart locations closing. Georgia closely follows with 6. Michigan also with 6 stores. Ohio with 6 stores closing. Tennessee has 4. But again, no Texas Sears locations are closing, at least not as of today. WTAW News Time is 8:35. It's 49 degrees right now. Your forecast is coming up next. I'm Chase Murphy, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Why do you buy from Team Auto?
Hi, my name's Chris Carstens. I'm a framing contractor here in the Brazos Valley. I've been buying my vehicles from Mike Vivaldi for the last 8 years. The reason I shop with him is because he gives me the fairest deals and he makes it easy.
With a lineup of 8 domestic product lines, Team Auto is unlike any other car buying experience.
With this kind of selection, there's no reason not to join our team. Only 11.7 miles south of high prices.
Team Auto, where relationships matter.
It's 8:36, our Brazos Valley weather forecast brought to you by College Station Medical Center, the area's only hospital with a Cycle 3 accredited chest pain center. Visit csmedcenter.com to get more information.
Well, today it'll turn out to be pretty nice, becoming partly to mostly sunny and 65 to 70 degrees later on this afternoon. Tonight, some scattered clouds and 45 to 50. We're partly sunny and about 70 Saturday afternoon. If you're heading out New Year's Eve, looks like nice weather with mainly clear skies and temperatures pretty mild, around 50 overnight. And then it will begin to turn cooler on Sunday, partly sunny, low 60s and only in the 50s by Monday. I'm Gary Best, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
So 24 minutes left in our show for this year.
Mm-hmm, yeah, boy.
Stuff to catch up on.
Mm-hmm,
it will be okay.
See you next year.
Police in Tampa, Florida.
FLA. Another Florida story.
Well, again, actually, it's just FL now.
Yeah.
You know, if you do the state abbreviation.
Yeah, Florida. We just heard they're losing all their Sears, or a lot of them, right? Huh?
I think some of them. Yeah.
Some of them. Not all of them.
Police
exaggeration.
Police in Tampa say a guy didn't want his girlfriend to move in with him. Okay, so, you know, this is one of those relationship decision deals, right? And so there you are. You're the guy. You're thinking, I don't want her moving in here. Of course, it could be the other way around. It could be the girl having to make that decision about, I don't want him to move in here. But anyway, happened to be the guy's choice. And so 48-year-old Kent Prusy figured out what to do to keep his girlfriend from moving into his house. He just burned his house down. He admitted to starting the blaze that burned the house to the ground. When police and firefighters arrived, Kent was standing outside, covered in soot. Investigators say the single-story wood frame house had been doused with some sort of an accelerant. Kent was taken to the hospital, treated for smoke inhalation. He was charged with first-degree arson and animal cruelty because there sadly were two dogs in there that died.
Oh, no.
So to keep his girlfriend from moving in, he burned his house down. Makes a lot of sense. Our next story from Florida, because, again,
he really rewrote the country song, you know.
Yeah?
Well, he kept her from getting the house and the dog.
Yeah.
By, you know, just killing the dogs and burning the house down himself.
Nice That's job. Right. Yeah, not a train involved here yet.
No. Or mom in prison.
But I'm guessing he was drunk when he did it.
Probably so. And there's no use crying over spilled milk, but spilled rum, that could be another story. Again, from Florida. An argument between two friends over spilled rum ended with one man being stabbed, the other shot in the face. It all happened in Lauderhill, Florida, at a bar late Wednesday night. Police say that one guy spilled the other man's drink. They quickly stepped outside the parking lot where one guy pulled a knife. The other man grabbed his pistol, and the showdown started.
Well, you don't bring a knife to a gunfight.
Them too. By the time it was all said and done, one friend been stabbed with a wound in the chest. The other guy had a bullet in the face.
Yikes.
Mm-mm-mm. On the way to the hospital, the men, both of them, explained to police that in spite of what it looked like, they actually were really good friends.
I like him. That's why I only stabbed him in the chest, not the neck. That's right. We'll laugh about this later.
Next time we're drinking together, we'll think about that. So there you go. We've got that going right there. Mm-hmm. Sinead O'Connor, I don't know if you heard that her marriage is breaking up.
Oh, no.
Well, it is.
God, who wouldn't want to spend a lifetime with her?
Oh,
well,
yeah.
And again.
Talk about the Pope.
Yeah.
Kim Kardashian, is that the one that got married?
Don't act like you don't know.
Yeah, is that the one?
Kim, married for what, 70
days?
I know,
that
days.
Horrible chase. Yeah, yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Kim Kardashian, another one.
I know you watch The Soup.
Yeah, that's true. Sinead O'Connor revealed more about why her fourth marriage only lasted 16 days.
Because God woke up and realized he was married to Sinead O'Connor.
Yeah, that's right.
She told the Sun tabloid in the UK on their wedding night in Las Vegas, she and her new husband, that would be Barry Herridge, were out looking for marijuana in a really bad part of town.
Oh.
Ah. Yeah. Now, Barry wasn't at all happy about that, mainly because he's a drug counselor.
Yeah.
Sinead wound up with a bag of crack. Barry not
Wait, I thought
only,
they were looking for marijuana.
Well, I guess, you know, whatever was available.
What about me?
Yeah, I don't know. Not only was Barry angry, he was scared. Not a great way to start happily forever after. So
Barry,
they're going their other way.
He's such a wuss. Yeah. go buy your wife her drugs.
Yeah. Notation now: if you're going to go to Las Vegas, you need to hurry if you want to see the MGM Lion.
Why?
Well, the MGM Lion Habitat.
Yeah.
Is going to be closed down at the end of January.
Do they say why?
Let me see. It happened. They opened it in 1999. There are significant changes in the hotel and casino, said a spokesperson. We are always assessing our properties to determine how we can provide a new and fresh product to our customers. This is part of an overall property-wide renovation project. That's all it says. So, don't know. Anyhow, they started their remodeling in October, spending $160 million. The Sun says the Lions will be moved to the Cat House.
Really?
Which is a ranch outside Las Vegas.
Well,
yeah, where they'll live
with
the trainer.
Yeah,
they will. And so I went to look to see if the White Tiger habitat is still open at Mirage, and as best I can tell, it is.
Yeah, it's called Siegfried and Roy's Secret Garden.
Yeah, that's it. So I go in just to look at top attractions of Las Vegas, and there are many of them.
Uh-huh.
In any world, I'm going to guess you couldn't guess what the top travel attraction, according to TripAdvisor, is for Las Vegas.
The top?
Number
probably not.
The top
one.
Attraction?
Number one.
Circus. No, I'm kidding.
Yeah. Hoover Dam.
Okay. No. It's called Dig This.
Oh, they dig for gold?
It is America's first and only heavy equipment playground.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Chase is looking for flights.
Yep.
Right.
Relive your sandbox days of being a child, but this time it's for real. Huge caterpillar bulldozers and excavators await you in one of the most memorable experiences you will ever encounter.
Whoever came up with this is a genius.
It says it's 3.5 miles from Center City. I mean, that's all there is to it. I gotta check and see. I mean, I don't know what this thing costs. It doesn't say what it costs, but
Well, but think about it. I mean, you could not do this in just any market.
No.
You'd be hard pressed to do something like that here.
Yeah,
you'd be hard pressed to do something like that in Houston for crying out loud.
Yeah. But there you go. They got 70 ratings. 69 of them were excellent. Okay, so and I don't know how long it's been around or whatever, but. But there you go. It's called Dig This. So if you're looking for something else to do in Las Vegas besides gamble, apparently there's something there you can do. Okay. Guy in Montana got his hand on some painkillers the old-fashioned way by intentionally injuring himself. Doctors say initially this guy was refused prescription narcotics. Unidentified man, since they didn't think he needed them. According to the reports, the guy had complained about back pain. But we've lost Chase, by the way, Tom.
I'm out of here.
Yeah. According to the reports, the guy had had complained about back pain. Doctors thought he was just an addict looking for a fix.
Yeah.
That's when he shot himself in the foot.
Oh, no.
Yeah. So that obviously the plan worked very well. He's in the hospital for treatment so he can get some painkillers.
Oh.
Okay. More than 1 in 8 U.S. Americans order takeout or delivery food for the Super Bowl. That according to the National Restaurant Association. And while the majority will order pizza, About half also order chicken wings, and 20% get sandwiches. Second biggest day for pizza would be New Year's Eve. So number one, wow. Super Bowl Sunday.
Right.
Number two, New Year's Eve.
Right.
Three is Halloween. Four is the night before Thanksgiving.
Really? So you always said that was like number one.
Yeah. Well, apparently now it's Super Bowl.
Yeah. And number Christmas Eve, I thought was.
Yeah. Number five is New Year's Day now. So between those two. How about America's drunkest cities? There's a list you want to be on.
The drunkest cities?
By golly, you want to be on that list right there.
Okay. Where are they staggering?
Daily Beast came up with this. It's their second annual list for the 40 drunkest cities in U.S. America using the average number of drinks consumed per person in a month. So it's not over just one night per month. Number 10 is Tucson. Number 9 is San Diego. Number 8 is St. Louis. Number 7 is Austin. Number 6 is Chicago.
Austin gets every list,
they do.
Don't they?
I'm telling you.
No matter what.
Hey, but number 5 is San Antonio.
All right.
Just saying.
Yes, all right.
And you get it
town,
in a,
baby.
You get it in a styrofoam cup and then throw it in the river so it'll bob around in there for a few days. Yeah. When they drain the river, after they get the bodies out, then they get the styrofoam.
Hey, and it's about time to clean the river.
Yeah,
it's
right.
Time of year.
When do they do that?
Well, we were in San Antonio in early January and got a street rate for a river room
because there's no river because they were
cleaning the river.
Wow. I'll be darned.
There's like this really big drain plug down there, and they just pop that thing right out. So. I'm kidding.
So you got a ditch side room.
Right? That's good. All right, here are your four drunkest cities. Number 4 is Reno. Number 3 is Milwaukee. Number 2, very odd, Springfield, Massachusetts.
Huh?
Wow. Must be nothing else to do.
Number 1 is Boston. There you go. Those are the drunkest cities.
So, Boston.
So on the billboard, it'll, welcome to Boston, America's drunkest city. Yeah. Don't judge us.
Yeah. I don't know. How do you write it in slur?
You write it in Irish for Boston.
Now there you went too far.
I can say it because I are one.
All right. Yeah, but I mean, Sam Adams is not Irish.
A pool is more than a place to swim. It's a dream for the entire family to enjoy. As a Hayward-authorized pool builder, the Pool Guy can help you realize your dream with a totally Hayward-equipped custom in-ground swimming pool. The Pool Guy will help you pick the Hayward equipment to maintain your new backyard paradise. The Pool Guy offers weekly maintenance, complete service, and chemicals and supplies. Call 575-6200 for the Pool Guy. That's 575-6200, the Pool Guy.
It's the new year at Normandy Tractor. With the largest Kubota rebates ever. Zero down payment, 0% financing, free delivery, trade-in opportunities, and a 3-year warranty. You just can't go wrong at Normandy Tractor. Buy a new Kubota L3200 DT 4-wheel drive 32-horsepower tractor now with a Kubota front-end loader, 5-foot pasture shredder, and 5-foot box blade for only $15,249 cash, or finance it for only $217 per month. Be sure to check out the new Kubota MX5100F, 52-horsepower tractor with Kubota front-end loader, only $18,795 or $263 a month. At Normandy Tractor, you'll find the biggest end-of-the-season inventory reduction sale on all Kubota riding lawnmowers. For the largest selection and guaranteed best prices on all your Kubota tractor and utility vehicle needs, buy from Normandy Tractor, Highway 39 at OSR in Normandy, Texas. And remember, nobody beats Normandy Tractor. Nobody.
Hey, News Talk 1620, WTAW, caller with a solution to that, and I should have thought of that. There are more colleges and universities in Boston than there are any place else in America.
Yeah, there you go.
You get the Harvard.
That's right.
Well, but MIT, Northeastern, Boston College, I mean, it just goes on and on and on. Yeah, so there's so that's what it is. It's the college students. You know, if we had more than two colleges, we probably would have made the list. So.
Mm-hmm. Right. Yeah, dadgummit.
Yeah. So now you're likely that it's possible that you could run up a tab on New Year's weekend, but maybe nothing like this. Checking the credit card receipts, okay? Checking the credit card receipts came up with some unusual charges. For instance, $50 for nothing. I mean, it said on the credit card receipt, nothing, followed by $55. A night out watching the Boston Bruins, $156,679. A lunch with Russian billionaire Robin Abramovich, $47,200. How you like that?
Wow.
$60 for a plate of pasta. And
maybe some good pasta.
Yeah. A receipt from Target that said, wife, $3.99. I don't
if
know.
If only they were that cheap.
That was Chase Murphy.
LeBron James' trip to Las Vegas came in at $171,937, including a $48 charge for a six-pack of Red Bull. Okay. The Raging Burrito in Atlanta, cockroach, no charge. It said on the bill, cockroach, but no charge. Insect eggs at Big Lots, $3.
How many you get?
I don't know.
Does it matter?
It may be a good
you get
value.
A gross of insect legs?
Wait, legs or eggs?
Legs. Eggs? Eggs, yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe a good value.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, look, I got three dozen. What do you want?
That's right.
So, little Jimmy Brolin, you know him.
Mr. Barbara Streisand.
That's the one. That's the one.
Mm-hmm.
James Brolin, kind of resentful a little bit, as a matter of fact.
Why?
Well,
of everything his wife does.
Because he woke up and realized he was married to Barbara Streisand.
That's right.
And he told that guy, hey, you think being married to Sinead O'Connor is bad?
Yeah.
Yeah. And the and the checks have stopped coming in, too.
And she's getting uglier every day.
Getting uglier, she won't tour.
It's all bad.
Right. Somebody needs to get out there and make some money
she
in this
needs
family.
He just wants her out of the house.
Those residuals on people are, they're slowing down.
You're neither funny nor a girl anymore, so you're an unfunny old woman.
That's right.
And I went out and tried to I tried to shop Marcus Welby for syndication. Nobody wanted him.
Robert Young's dead.
Yeah.
So.
Anyway, he whined to Absolute Now that he was all set.
I'm going to the bar.
We could take this 9 more minutes if we wanted to.
He whines to AbsoluteNow.com that he was all set to take over the role of James Bond almost 30 years ago, but Sir Roger Moore changed his mind at the last minute about leaving the series.
Well,
Jimmy admits that decision was, quote, a real disappointment. He would have been the star of Octopussy, so that didn't happen. Story right behind that, Daniel Craig. Daniel Craig knows how to reason with himself. He told Us Weekly magazine that he took the role of James Bond because, quote, he didn't want to be the guy in the bar drunk going, I could have been James Bond, end quote.
Hey, at least he's honest.
That's right. Or he'd be saying, you know,
I'm James Brolin.
Yeah.
I could have been James Brolin complaining to people that I could have been James Bond. Very nice. Yeah, I think this Daniel Craig is a pretty real type guy. And
he's in this girl with the dragon tattoo.
No,
right?
He is. Yeah. He's doing all right.
Yeah.
I don't know. Might be a little late to join the party, but the Chinese government says that they plan to push ahead with plans to land a man on the moon. I thought that had been done, or was that a TV set in Arizona? Financial Times reports the official white paper published yesterday by the Beijing government laying out its goal. Chinese scientists admit that the mission to the moon won't happen until 2020. So, see how that works out.
Mm-hmm.
You had the story about the Sears that are...
Who?
Really? I think it's Dave.
Dave.
Oh, we're not, Dave's not here.
Dave.
Dave's
not here.
Dave's
not here. Hey, I can go to Cheech and Chong in a heartbeat, okay? That's not a problem. Don't know I can remember it all, but I can go to that in a heartbeat. All right, anyway. So the Wall Street Journal asked people, when was the last time you shopped in Sears? The past 6 months? The past 6 to 12 months? I can't remember. Here are the results. 21% said the past 6 months. 5.9% the past 6 months. 73% was I can't remember.
You said the past 6 months twice, so which one?
Excuse me, past 6 months, then the past 6 to 12 months.
Okay.
Past 6 to 12 months was 6%. 73% said I can't remember.
Well, is Sears not, save for being one of the most well-known mall anchor stores, is Sears not one of the last great holdovers, if not the last great holdover of the classic department store days?
It is, and actually we discussed it here yesterday morning off the air, and then I was talking at lunch with my wife about it. And if you think about when Sears grew up, of course Sears started as a catalog store in the 1880s, but as we grew up, our parents were World War II veterans. They'd come home, maybe buy first-time home buyers, those sorts of things that happened. Sears was that catch-all store where you could get things at a reasonable price that were very good quality. But more and more, as we became, I guess as we got more suburban areas, people started to move to a different scale, and in some cases upscale. So that meant that they Sears lost people on the high end. Likewise, people who didn't necessarily were not that successful ended up on the low end, and they lost those people to Walmart. So that left a very small middle for them to be able to hold on to.
Mm-hmm.
And again, outstanding tools, outstanding appliances. I mean, mm-hmm. things that
oh, yeah.
still are true. And, you know, a lot of us had J.C. Higgins sportswear or sports gear that we used. And
yeah.
in addition, obviously, the Craftsman and Kenmore. But it's just a matter of that mid area got squeezed so much, they got nibbled on the edges so badly that it became very hard for them to justify very big stores. The square footage was extreme in some cases. Hello.
Yeah, I'd like to also maintain that the part of the failure is the service. I mean, Montgomery Ward's failed several years ago because they thought they were so big, the service got so bad that they could afford to lose a single customer here and there. And the last several years, now I haven't been in a Sears store shopping in the last 4 or 5 years because the service had gotten really bad. And I think that's ultimately what drove Montgomery Ward's down, and probably the same thing that's happening to Sears right now.
Right. Well, of course, you know, at some point you have to stop the bleeding, and you do that by cutting down the number of people that are on the floor. I understand what you're saying, but I can remember that. I mean, we knew the people who sold us stuff at Sears. You know what I'm saying?
Right. There's probably people that have been at Sears for years selling appliances,
right.
standing on their feet all day long.
Certainly. I mean, the guy who I think sold us some clothes was a family friend. I mean, that was his job. He worked at Sears.
Yep.
And so as a result, yeah, that was part of it. But, I know what you're saying, but at some point I think what had happened prior to that is that people had just quit going there. And as a, you know, what you had to do is if you were a commissioned salesperson, you weren't selling anything because there wasn't any traffic, you went and found something else to do. You know, you ended up being a greeter at... Oh, never mind.
Hey, if you like to sew and your sewing machine is just not working correctly or it's running slow and you can't get your projects finished, then you need to come see us at Sovac City. At Sovac City, we have a full-service repair department, and we can make your sewing machine run like new again. Our service department is trained on all machines, including the new computer sewing machines and even the commercial multi-needle embroidery machines. We now have two locations to serve you. Sovac City and College Station, front of HEB, are our new warehouse showroom location at 700 South Bryan Avenue in downtown Bryan. Sovac City and College Station, and now in Bryan. Come on down and see us.
Ain't seen nothing yet.
Get incredible year-end sale prices at Star Furniture. Plus, take an extra 15% off everything, plus free financing. See store for details. The end-of-year event.
Ain't seen nothing yet.
Okay, it's time for our multiple choice quiz having to do with pop culture and recent current events. Chase and Tom get to answer A, B, C, or D.
Good.
Today,
I love this part.
Our topic is democracy in action. As the caucus draws closer, the latest campaign ad to hit the airwaves in Iowa is clearly inspired by what? Is it A, NASA, B, LDS, C, LSD, or D, VH1? The candidate is Rick Santorum, by the way, if that helps any.
Would you repeat the question?
I certainly would.
Yes.
As the caucus draws closer, the latest campaign ad to hit the airwaves in Iowa is clearly inspired by what? Is it A, NASA, B, LDS, I think that's Latter-day Saints, C, LSD, or D, VH1?
I'll say Latter-day Saints.
All right.
I think that would be far too dangerous. I'm going to go with NASA.
Okay, it'd be VH1.
Oh, D.
VH1, GOP candidate Rick Santorum released a pop-up video-style campaign ad in Iowa designed to highlight his family values platform. Some of the pop-ups included Rick Santorum, Karen Santorum have been married 21 years. All the Santorum children were homeschooled, and Rick coached Little League Baseball. So there's your pop-up ads, if you remember, pop-up video from...
Fabulous show.
Yes.
So
many years ago. Well, let's see. It's the end of the year.
It is.
I have some kind of list.
As we know it.
Yeah, something. Oh, and, you know, we've got the year-end resolutions. I don't care anything about that. Oh, here, this will make you feel good.
We're going to have 2 minutes of silence to honor those we lost in 2011.
That's it. Researchers have found that treatment for depression doesn't work.
Well, that's depressing.
Yeah, it is. The deal is, though, there are fun side effects with the antidepressants.
Yeah, really? So nothing bothers me anymore. I'm still sad, but hey.
I'm having a good time. All right, on this date in history.
I love this part.
Let's Make a Deal premiered in 1963.
I want what's in the box!
Roy Rogers Show premiered 60 years ago in 1951.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah. And Woody Hayes was fired after he punched that Clemson football player.